Smoked bluefish and some tuna. I turned kale on to the tuna and the bluefish thing and some good apples.
They almost got mad at you.
I don't know what the hell was going on there today.
Why did they get mad with him?
Because he almost broke, like, the...
The door.
Wasn't she yelling at the other woman? I thought there was a new lesbian there that didn't know the rules opening the case.
No, I yelled at. You're the straight guy. Yelled at.
I thought both lesbians were mad at you.
So what's new?
I guess they listen to the show. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't think we are derogatory about lesbians. And I like this fish market. No, what happened was there's a case with the fish in it, and they push it open.
Yeah.
And apparently it's deteriorating or it's old, and I opened it too much because I was trying to hold it because the new lesbian didn't know what she was doing.
And you were being nice.
I was being nice, and then all of a sudden there I am with my small penis going, I'm sorry. How does that happen so quickly? It's not small. Anyway, we got the view. We'll be back in a second.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted,
oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think she...
Call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
AKCN's Courtney Holder.
News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. In an unusual slap at a wartime president, the Senate voted 90-9 last night to ban cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of suspected terrorists in U.S. custody. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says it's the only way to avoid what happened at Abu Ghraib prison.
The best thing we could do for anybody operating in the war on terror is give them clarity about what to do in very stressful situations.
At the White House, Press Secretary Scott McClellan says that ban would go too far.
It would limit the president's ability as commander-in-chief to effectively carry out the war on terrorism.
President Bush delivers a major speech on terrorism and the war in Iraq 2 hours from now. A former FBI analyst is accused of spying, but CBS's Peter Mayer tells us that's not the half of it.
In a case that reaches inside the White House, former Marine Leandro Arrigoncillo is charged with supplying classified FBI reports to political sources in the Philippines. FBI Special Agent Richard Colco says the documents came from bureau computers.
Several of them were classified and probably not in the routine cases that he would have been working.
Officials say the FBI is investigating whether the Marine veteran took secret information from the White House when he worked in the Vice President's office. The White House says it's cooperating in the investigation. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
A brush fire east of Los Angeles, fed by hot, gusty Santa Ana winds, has grown to more than 6,000 acres. California Division of Forestry Captain Steve Huntington says the wall of flame literally exploded.
It's serious. This fire went from 100 acres to several hundred acres in less than an hour.
Now the flames are threatening scores of homes in Kalamazoo. Experts from around the world meet in Washington today to figure out how to deal with a feared global outbreak of deadly bird flu. Health Secretary Mike Leavitt spoke about the threat a few minutes ago on the CBS News Early Show.
The good news is we have a vaccine. The bad news is we don't have capacity to manufacture it fast enough or in large enough quantities. And that's a big gap in our preparation, and we need to solve it.
There's major news about the war on cancer. The first big study of an experimental vaccine to prevent cervical cancer found it was 100% effective in the short term. Teenage golf sensation Michelle Wee has been playing against professionals since she was 12. The next time she tees off in a tournament, she'll be one of them. Wee turns 16 next week.
I'm going to practice harder than ever to try and become the best golfer in the world.
Turning pro enabled Wee to sign endorsement deals with Sony and Nike that have already made her the richest female golfer in the world. On the social page, Tom Cruise's sister confirms that Cruise and fiancée Katie Holmes are expecting a visit from the stork. Cruise adopted two children while he was married to Nicole Kidman. Singers Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson say people shouldn't believe a story in Us Weekly magazine that said their marriage is on the rocks. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are about a point lower. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have one problem working. It's southbound I-25 right around Arapahoe. Looks like a van hit the retaining wall. So now the left two lanes, they're closed because of debris on the highways. Now up north, southbound I-25 looking pretty good. Starting to fill in around 84th Avenue. I-70 moved along just fine from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, and we are hitting top speeds on 225 and C-470. Now Boulder Street, still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike trouble-free east and westbound, and checking out the forecast. Sunny today with highs in the 50s, but it's a chilly morning, 37 degrees right now. Stop by your Denver area Ace Hardware store for all your home repair and maintenance projects, along with quality service and helpful advice. You'll find deals all month long on Ace Best Buys. Shop your Denver area Ace Hardware store today. Ace, the helpful place. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
By Welsh's Juice and Jellies, fruit goodness families love. I'm Charles Osgood. The federal government is challenging an Oregon state law allowing assisted suicide, permitting doctors to prescribe controlled drugs for that purpose. As the Supreme Court heard arguments on this yesterday, the new Chief Justice, John Roberts, asked Oregon's Assistant Attorney General, Robert Atkinson, whether he thought the states had a right to legalize anything they wanted to. What if you had one state that allowed morphine for recreational purposes, he asked. Atkinson conceded that the Chief Justice had a point.
I've been pinned down before by people who are much less polite about it than Chief Justice Roberts was.
Is it a question of federal versus states' rights? A man with terminal bone cancer was asked.
Is this the federal government's business?
Simply no. It's an intervention in individual human rights.
More after this for Welsh's Juice and Jellies.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? You hear the latest health and nutrition information. That's why I was surprised to find out that a great thing you can do to help promote a healthy heart comes from something I've loved my whole life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Yeah, the same delicious grape juice we all grew up on is actually good for your heart. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. It's even certified by the American Heart Association. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
Are you one of the millions of seniors trying to decide which Medicare Part D prescription drug plan is right for you? Help is as close as your nearby Save-On or Osco pharmacy. We can set up an appointment with you to help answer your questions about this new plan. You'll find free brochures to better understand your options. Plus, bring in a list of the medications you're taking, and we'll provide you with a list of drug plan options that cover those medications. The help you need is as close as your Save-On and Osco pharmacies. Stop by today.
Jack Newbold has not decided to commit suicide yet, but his bone cancer has spread throughout his body.
And I feel that I should have the absolute right to decide whether I want to, you know, die in pain and agony and rotting away in a hospital, or will I should be able to gather my loved ones around me and go out my way.
That's your right.
That's my right.
Although the state's controlled medicine, the federal government has challenged Oregon's law permitting use of lethal drugs for assisted suicide.
It's a real puzzle to me why this lawsuit now even exists.
Caleb Heppner has incurable lung cancer.
It's sort of a step back, and it's counter to the direction that the current government is going in other areas in terms of giving states greater autonomy.
Peg Sandin of the Death with Dignity National Center argues,
I know that we Americans do not want the federal government, drug enforcement agents, judges, attorneys in that moment when people are dying.
Jay Sokolow, attorney for the American Center for Law and Justice, has filed a brief on behalf of the U.S. government.
At the end of the day, when the court ultimately gets there, even with the shifting personnel situation, I think that they're going to find in favor of the United States.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly cloudy this morning through mid-morning, then becoming sunny with a high today of about 56. Winter is slowly but surely closing in on us. 303-713-7600. Okay, I'm supposed to come up with a relevant topic to talk about this hour. You know what I want to say to you, though? I want to say this to you, and I want you to be honest with me. Is anybody having a better time than you are, or I am, or that we are, in watching the whole Harriet Myers situation twist in the wind? And I'm not going to do Harriet Myers again this morning, but it's just, now there's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News that James Dobson, who a couple of days ago was supporting Harriet Myers, now says he's not sure, and he's asking for God to give him a sign to tell him what to do. And the right wing, like Sam Brownback and George Will and all of these people on the right, are at Trent Lott yesterday, they're all out there griping about Bush's pick, claiming he made a mistake. And there's just all this grinding and gnashing of teeth and confusion. And I don't know if anybody else out there is digging it, but I'm just digging the hell out of it. I mean, I love seeing the Republican Party going through all of this, that they're just have rocked by one problem after another, from Frist to delay to now Bush nominates Harriet Myers, and conservatives are not sure she's conservative, and nobody really knows what she stands for or who she is, and they're sitting on television calling her a bright, decent woman, but Pat Buchanan is saying she's not the best that Bush could have come up with, and all these people on the right are like just chewing and chomping at the bit, and they were ready to remake the court, and they were ready for that big, gigantic bloodlust battle out in the Senate and stir up the Republican base, and it hasn't happened because Harriet Myers, no one knows really what she's about. Although yesterday, you got kind of a glimpse, you were watching the Talking Head shows, that she is a born-again Christian, that she that the guy was on last night, her on-again, off-again boyfriend was on Hardball last night, saying that she is anti-choice. He claims she's anti-choice, but still, with Pat Buchanan sitting there, and I can't think of the guy's name, his name was Hecht, I think, with Pat Buchanan sitting there, Pat Buchanan still is making the case that, she's not the best and the brightest that Bush could have done. And so I come in here in the morning every morning, and I read these things in the paper, and I see the stuff on TV, and I read the stuff on the Internet about her, and it's like, man, who wants to sit here and do 4 hours of anything? Let's just have a good time and party over the fact that Bush has made another major stumble. Now, in the end, it could turn out that she will help overturn Roe versus Wade. I mean, I asked you about that a couple of mornings ago. And it may turn out that that's maybe what happens. So, but right now, we can enjoy the split in the Republican ranks over what's going on with the Republican Party. And you've got the traditional conservatives inside the party that are angry about this. They're angry about the deficit spending. The fact that the deficit is just huge. It's ballooned. It just shows you can't trust the Republicans with your money. Because they'll not only mismanage your money, but they'll also sometimes try to put it in their own pockets, as witnessed by Tom DeLay and others. And there's all of these things going on with the White House. This guy that was arrested, this ex White House aide who was arrested, we talked about this one morning. David H. Savavian, former chief of the White House procurement policy, he was indicted yesterday on 5 counts of lying about his dealings with former Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff and the media and pending Senate investigation of him. The indictment accuses Safavian, who previously served as former chief of staff for the General Services Administration, of falsely telling the GSA officials that Abramoff had no dealings with the agency at a time in 2002. The government alleges that Abramoff was seeking to obtain use of two GSA properties with Safavian's assistance. And this isn't the only thing going on, too. Let me tell you something else that's out there. You ever wonder about this Valerie Plame leak? About what's happening with that? We could find out within 2 weeks. We could find out within two weeks what that's all about. And who gets touched in that. Now, one of the first things the prosecutor has to do, if he decides to indict anybody, is he has to send them a letter and tell them that they're a target. The federal prosecutor investigating who leaked the identity of a CIA operative is expected to signal within days whether he intends to bring indictments in the case. Legal sources close to the investigation said yesterday. I'm blowing all my good prime material here in the first 15 minutes of the show. As a first step, prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald was expected to notify officials by letter that they have become targets, said the lawyers, who spoke on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter. Fitzgerald could announce plea agreements, bring indictments, or conclude that no crime was committed by the end of this month, as he's expected to wrap up his nearly two-year investigation into the leaked CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. The inquiry has ensnarled President George W. Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove, and Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby. The White House has long maintained that Rove and Libby had nothing to do with the leak, but reports have since named them as sources. Rove's attorney, Robert Luskin, declined to say whether his client had been contacted by Fitzgerald in the past. Luskin had said that Rove was assured that he was not a target. Libby's lawyer was not immediately available for comment. So this is all going to be coming down as well. Watch the shoe drop on that baby. So how would you like to be sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now? No wonder the president looks beat up and worn out when he appears on TV. Now, he's going to appear on TV later this morning with a major speech about Iraq. We're going to talk to Lawrence Korb about redeployment and how to get the hell out of that country in a sensible manner. Bush, of course, knowing that in the polls... that his approval rating is at an all-time low on the handling of Iraq, and that 63% of the people polled in the last CNN USA Today Gallup poll disagree with his handling of the war. He's going to get out and get on the husks, whatever, or the hustings, or whatever they call it. But he's going to get out there, and he's going to get out and try to convince the American public by making a major speech that we're doing the right thing and that we're making progress on the war on quote-unquote terror. You know, meanwhile, Hurricane Katrina was in a huge and gigantic screw-up. Now he's going to tell us about how he's going to protect us in the war on terror. I don't think he could protect us over anything. And then I heard Ed Schultz talking about it yesterday, and I heard Randy Rhodes talking about it yesterday, and we didn't get to it yesterday morning, about bringing out the military in case there's an outbreak of bird flu. But one thing that was on the news with CBS just a few minutes ago, you know what? We don't have enough vaccine. I mean, these people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and this party really has control of this country, don't they? I mean, they're really making things happen. All right. I don't know what all of this means. If you want to comment, 303-713-7600. Maybe I'm just throwing it all out here this morning. I'm blowing my best material here at 6:16 in the morning, 16 minutes after 6. But I'm just sitting back munching on popcorn, drinking a diet soda, and I'm just digging the fact that Bush is just twisting around in the wind and having so much trouble, because the real George W. Bush is finally making its way through. You know, finally making his way through. 303-713-7.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer for every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
True value. Help is just around the corner.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High today around 56. After we weed our way through the clouds, some sunshine, too, as a matter of fact. 303-713-7600, talking about all the stuff going on with the White House. By the way, I also found this Marine in the White House who was spying and misusing government documents, including FBI documents, and that he had worked at the White House. So they don't know if he had been spying there or not. Passing on information to the Philippines government. So is anybody else getting a joy by seeing all of this going on? Or am I the only one? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Jay, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. You know, I'm sharing a little bit of it feels like a door is kind of opening and a crack of light is coming out. You know, I feel like the same thing with all the stuff that's going on with these guys. I wanted to bring up also what happened with the Senate vote. The Senate voted 90-9. This is the Republican-controlled Senate, and they dissed George Bush's policies on treatment of prisoners.
Yep, that's right.
Did you read about that?
Yeah, sure did.
Holy smokes. They said, no way, this is wrong. And I'm beginning to think, oh, my God, maybe there's a turning point. Maybe something is going on. Because there's nothing healthier, I think, for America than a bunch of disillusioned, disaffected Republicans, moderates, out there who just suddenly shake their heads and say, uh-oh, you know, what's this guy up to? What are the, and you know what? When this White House gets peppered with indictments, when they hand those things out like pieces of paper, you know, like confetti at a parade, I'm gonna bust out the champagne.
Yeah, me too. You know, I wonder who's gonna end up in this Fitzgerald thing. I wonder if it's gonna be Libby. I wonder if it's gonna be the vice president himself, or if it's gonna turn out to be Karl Rove.
Well, you know, what people are hinting at is it might go all the way to the top. And
yeah.
You know what? There could be nothing healthier for America than to have people disillusioned. Here's another bit of disillusionment that's fabulous. Mr. Dobson himself, from on top of his, you know, his holy mount, goes, maybe this, you know, to watch these, there's nothing healthier for America, and our country is based on discourse, dissent, you know, differing opinions, and we've had so much of Bush and one-sidedness for so long. If there's a crack in the door, if light will, you know, if light prevails, man, we're going to have once more all parties involved in America, and not this America that I've grown so. I haven't felt patriotic since Clinton left office.
Well, you know, Dobson's sitting down there in the Springs, and he's waiting for a sign from God about Harriet Myers. Because he thinks maybe he spoke too soon, and he said on his radio broadcast, oh, Lord, I don't have the wisdom to reach the right decision. So he's waiting for God to give him the sign, even though he's been assured by the White House, and he won't repeat what was told to him, you know, that she is, quote-unquote, one of us. But he doesn't know. I just seeing these guys fight over this and seeing the cynicism and talking about Bush making a political blunder on this, I mean, it just does your heart so much good.
Oh, man. Well, that's our America. You know, hopefully it'll come back to us and we'll have a moderate ship with a rudder and I can start feeling patriotic again.
I hope so. Hey, Larry, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
303-713-7600. And, you know, I wonder, who's going to get it in this Fitzgerald thing, if anybody gets it? Who do you think it would be? Libby? Scooter Libby? Scooter Libby? I Scooter Libby? Or how about Karl Rove? Do you think it's Rove? Or do you think that the Valerie Plame situation goes even higher? Could it go to the vice president? Could it go to the president, George W. Bush? We could know in a couple of weeks. So all of this stuff is out there on this administration. I mean, it is rocking and it is a rolling. And you wonder when they're ever going to get a break. And, you know, Harriet Myers never having sat on the bench. Boy, you know Sam Brownback, the reactionary neocon from Kansas. You know they are just going to be on. They're just going to be on the Harriet Myers case. And this White House just can't get a break. Just can't get a break. No matter how hard they try, they just can't get one. And I don't know. I'm just sitting out here digging it. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm really, I have to say, I'm enjoying this, too. In a sinister way, but man, there's it's just coming down from every direction, isn't it?
You know, it really is. I mean, and it's I think it started with the, you know, Hurricane Katrina. Really, I think Hurricane Katrina really showed the American people what this guy's all about.
Yeah, and now he seems like he lies so frequently that he can't seem to stop himself. He makes these terrible decisions and he does most of it with, he's been doing it so long with impunity that he can't seem to realize that he needs to stop misstepping in public, you know, because people are starting, you know, to realize he has no clothes and if it wasn't so kind of dangerous, you know, in a lot of ways, it would be pretty, I mean, it's pretty funny. But I one thing I'm pretty disturbed about is this thing he mentioned the other day about calling out the military in the event of an outbreak of avian flu. I really that's pretty creepy.
Well, it's creepy to even consider, like, for instance, calling out the military, letting the military handle another hurricane disaster like Katrina. Remember, he made that statement, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't really generally subscribe to the most extreme paranoia or conspiracy theories, but when you look at what happened in New Orleans, I mean, he really turned his back on that city. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't know if turning his back would be the right way to put it. I think that he was out of touch, and he lives in this kind of bubble, and it's like he and the people around him didn't realize that, hello, you know, you got a Category 4 or 5 storm heading towards New Orleans, and then he further proves this by turning around and getting on television like the next day or a couple of days later, and I think he tells Diane Sawyer, well, nobody could have predicted this. What do you mean nobody could have predicted this? They had run this federal exercise with a fake hurricane called Pam, and they had sent those reports to FEMA and everywhere else, and people knew that the levees wouldn't hold over a certain degree, and he pretends like nobody, he tries to shop that around like, well, nobody could have predicted it could have happened. The whole administration was paralyzed.
I can't believe he had the nerve to say that on television, but you know what scares me is if you think about it, if that came into the United States, if that were to happen, if someone brought a disease like that into the United States, it would probably more than likely show up first in a large city like New York City. I would think
it would show up in some place with a high population density.
Right, and so his big plan of action, rather than, you know, when he stood up there, he should have been saying, "Hey, I'm going to throw money hand over fist at finding a vaccine for this and taking some preventative measures." His plan is, if that shows up in New York City, he's going to seal the city off and let disease run its course. And if I lived in a place like that, I'd be starting to get nervous. You know what I mean?
This guy makes me nervous on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think he's prepared to handle much of anything, really.
No, but I did want to say also that I agree that Senate vote yesterday was awesome, and it was a slap in his face, and he sorely deserved it.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was a rebuke to the policies of Alberto Gonzalez, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and all of the people and Rumsfeld, and all the people who are involved in that. That's absolutely right. Hey, Ron, thank you, man.
Thank you. See you.
Appreciate the call. All right, 303-713-7600. Just kind of taking this first hour and just mulling over stuff that has gone on with the administration and your read about it. Meanwhile, James Dobson's down there in the Springs waiting for God to give him a sign about Harriet Myers. 6:30, I don't need God to give me a sign. I know it's time to take a look at progressive traffic, and then we'll take more of your calls. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Good news around the tech center. Earlier problems south on I-25 at Arapahoe Road. It has been cleared, so we're in good shape there. And northbound, well, actually up north, south on I-25, a little slow from 104th down to the turnpike. And we have a wreck south on I-25 at Spear. That's going to back things up pretty quickly this morning. In Commerce City, eastbound I-270, stack it up in the usual spots from I-76 over to York and C-470 now starting to fill in as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. Now, Boulder Streets, we're busy again on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike. A little slow eastbound near Federal, and checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 37 degrees. Fentex Homes offers beautiful neighborhoods from Castle Rock to Port Collins, single-family homes and townhomes. Priced from the upper 100s to the high 300s. Visit FentexHomesDenver.com today for the community close to you. Fentex Homes, where your lifestyle spills right in. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
400-8616. 1-800-400-8616. That's 1-800-400-8616.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
27 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Lawrence Korb about redeployment of U.S. troops and how to get the hell out of Iraq. High today of around 56 under mostly sunny skies. Once we get past the clouds this morning, and I don't know about where you are, but where I am, it's pitch black out there. We're talking about that Senate vote, and we're talking about all the things that have rocked the administration. The Senate defied the White House yesterday and voted to set new limits on interrogating detainees in Iraq and elsewhere, underscoring Congress's growing concerns about reports of abuse of suspected terrorists and others in the military. In military custody. 46 Republicans joined 43 Democrats and one independent in voting to define and limit interrogation techniques that the U.S. troops may use against terrorist suspects. So the White House gets slapped down over that. Then I told you about the spy probe that's going on. The Justice Department is investigating whether a naturalized U.S. citizen from the Philippines stole classified documents while he worked at the office of Vice President Cheney and provided the information to opposition politicians in Manila. Bush administration officials said yesterday that there's a possibility that this guy was passing material while stationed as a U.S. Marine security official at the White House. And it marks a dramatic expansion of the case against him and a former Philippines police official. So the White House has got plenty going on over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to keep them busy. Let's go to Brad in Fort Collins. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of the think tank organization called PNAC, P-N-A-C.
No, never have.
It's a think tank organization that was founded in 1997, and it was founded by Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and some of the people that are on this think tank are right there in the neocon mainstream. You have Jeb Bush is in this think tank, and you can go to their website, PNAC.org, and you would be surprised at they pretty much have stated exactly how they want to push American policy across the world with economic and military thinking, and that's exactly what we're going on, what's going on now. And also just a little bit of history for you. Go and Google Operation Northwoods and go to the second link, the George Washington University National Security Archive. It's a top secret document that was declassified, and read that and your mouth will drop wide open at what this country is willing to do to push their agendas.
Well, I don't know if my mouth would drop wide open. I mean, these guys are willing to do anything, obviously.
Well, you know, I used to think the same thing until a buddy of mine sent me to this website. And when I read the declassified document, literally, I mean, it's 9/11, it's Iraq, it's everything that's going on. And, you know, this is a document that was proposed back in the 60s for an invasion of Cuba, and it's too long to get into over the air, but you know, just for your own sake, go and read this stuff, and you know, all the listeners out there, educate yourself a little bit about what the real neocon agenda is, and it's not just you know, oil money and big business here in America.
No, it's world domination, basically.
And
it's global supremacy and world domination, basically.
Yeah,
and that's why we're in Iraq. I mean, oil is part of it, but the other reason we're there is because they wanted a strategic point to be able to hector Iraq's neighbors, particularly Iran and Syria. And it's unfortunate for us because that they put us in this position because we've lost all of these people, and all these people have been killed. But the plan is not working out as the Bushies thought that it would.
One more thing, Jay, before I let you go. 46 microbiologists have come up mysteriously dead since 9/11. You can do your own investigating in that. I kind of involved in, you know, trying to find the truth on many different issues. And, you know, last night when I was searching out some of these names to inform some of my friends, I heard on the radio that one of my favorite websites is now being blocked. I guess there's a few websites out there. I'm not going to name them, but I guess Time Warner, AOL, is blocking these sites. They're pretty much anti-Bush. They spell out a lot of things that what I just stated, you know, PNAC, Operation Northwoods, the whole neocon agenda. And that's just something else we need to keep our eyes open for, is you know, the government's starting to clamp down on things, and, you know, Patriot Act, Patriot Act 2, just people be aware and make sure you get out there and vote and make sure you tell all your friends about what's really going on.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open here. As we're kind of having a free-for-all this morning, at least in this first hour, talking about all the things that's happening to the Bush administration and all the things that seem to be going wrong, from this Senate supporting interrogation limits, which you know the White House is against, to the possible fact that Fitzgerald may be very, very, very close now to dropping the hammer down on somebody in the Valerie Plame situation. It could go all the way to the vice president's office. Just all of these things that are happening, and the Harriet Myers nomination, which the conservatives are like ripping each other apart over this woman, and even with James Dobson down in the spring saying he's praying for God to give him a sign on which way to go. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, John.
Hey, it's a beautiful day in America.
Yeah, it's pretty nice as soon as the sun gets up and I can see what's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, politically speaking. But then again, too, you know, like I think it was Ron that said, you know, desperate people do desperate things, and it's kind of spooky, too. Did you hear that Chain talking on his little dog and pony show yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about the war on terror and you know, those working to the peace and all that, and he, you know, talking about, oh, it's like any long commitment, you know, decades of this kind of a commitment that we need to do for America. But, you know, he's talking about the peace that would fight the terror off or whatever. And I transcribed this off the radio from what I heard, so I might be off a little bit on it. But he said it'll be resisted by those whose only hope for power is through the spread of violence. You know, that's like the second time I ever believed what he said. You know, I mean, he's, you know, they're the ones, I think at this point their only hope for continued power is, you know, something military or something violent. Kind of spooks me out.
No, I don't think that'll happen. I think that you know that Bush getting up there and making the old case about getting the military about the avian bird flu situation. And I heard one woman who was spinning some elaborate conspiracy theory on Schultz's show yesterday as I was coming back from Rockies. You know, there's not going to be a military coup in this country. What's going to end up happening is what you're going to start seeing here is you're going to start seeing a lot of Republicans, particularly those that have to run for re-election in 06, are going to begin to move away from the president. They're going to begin to try to put distance between themselves and the president because there are overwhelming problems out there that this guy has let happen on his watch, which he can't fix. You know, you talk about the deficit. Let's just talk about the deficit for a second. They used to use 9/11 as an excuse. Well, he inherited, you know, this after 9/11, things were really rough, and, you know, we had a recession going on. Well, how long ago has 9/11 been?
Exactly.
So you're telling me after all this time they weren't able to fix anything? Meanwhile, we're spending money hand over fist, not only in Iraq. Now we're going to have to spend money in Katrina. He's got those tax cuts for the rich. I mean, you know, it's just not working out. I mean, what conservatives, and particularly old-line conservatives, believe in about fiscal responsibility, he's going to get a revolt going inside his own party over this.
Yeah, it's starting. You know, the chickens are coming home to roost, you know, and they're starting to talk out against it. Yeah, you know, I really hope you're right. I really do. And you know,
I think he's a lame duck president.
Well, yeah. You know, with this Myers nomination, too, she's not going to fly. I mean, there's enough Republicans that are pretty much appalled. You know?
I think she'll make it, but I think there'll be bloodlust. I think there'll be fighting. And I think that I wouldn't want to be her. Because she's got no paper trail, so what do you do? Does she go there and dummy up like John Roberts did? Then you don't know anything about her.
Well, do you think she's going to make it in?
Yeah, I think she'll get confirmed.
Oh God, I hope not.
I hope not too. But I think she will. But I don't think it's going to be easy.
Yeah, but you know, they're still hanging on. And even like General Myers just said, if we pull out of Iraq now, we're bound to have another 9/11. I mean, they're still hanging on to the fear and doom and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, the other part of it is we can't get a straight answer from this administration about where we're at in Iraq. All right. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You can comment on this whole morning buffet of issues involving the Bush administration, how things are not going very well at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 303-713-7600, and I've got four open lines. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Search
Source for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Actually, hundreds of places out there to get one, but you'll never get treated the way you get treated at Rocky's. And that's why Mary and I have bought so many cars from Rocky's, and that's why the Turk family decided yesterday to get an automobile as well. And, you know, with Rocky's, you get a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they'll also show you Carfax on the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Plus, on top of that, or the car you're looking at, they have a matching down incentive up to $1,500. So $1,500, they'll match it, and then it's like having $3,000. So get on out there and see my friends out there at Rocky's. Colby and the Tower of Power and Roger and Ruben and Marvin Al Shear and the Mays Brothers and just all the folks working out there at Rocky's. Isaac on the desk. They'll go the extra mile to make sure that, you know, something to make sure that your buying experience is A, number one. They're open the Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they're family-owned and operated since 1982. And, oh, and I remind you, too, that you can go look on their website and browse their inventory right there at Rocky's Autos. Make sure you put an S on the end, autos.com. Rocky's Autos, you can check out their inventory and also get pre-qualified for a car loan. And right now at Rocky's Autos, they're giving away free pumpkins for Halloween, one pumpkin per family. So stop by and pick up your free pumpkin and check out all the marvelous vehicles. Steve Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to 56. 303-713-7600. And I got three lines open, 303-713-7600. What's the topic? The problems of the Bush administration, from everything from Harriet Myers to the Senate supporting interrogation limits. I'm just amazed at the fighting going on over Harriet Myers. And also the fact that there could be a decision in the CIA Valerie Plame leak case that could be coming up in the next 2 weeks. And who do you think is going to get it? Who's going to get tagged? Is it going to be Rove or Libby? Or do you think that it goes higher than those two and possibly Vice President Dick Cheney? Or how about President George W. Bush? Do you think that it goes up that high? Let's go to Brecken and Golden. Brecken, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great this morning. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I have a couple of comments I just wanted to make. I hope it goes all the way up to George Bush with the conspiracy over the leak.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will, realistically. But I would like to see it go that high because I think that's exactly where it was.
Where do you think it'll? Where do you think it'll go? Do you think it'll be Cheney? Wait a minute. Do you think it'll be Cheney? Here's your choices: Cheney, Libby, or Rove.
I think it'll be Libby.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he'll be the scapegoat. I mean, they can set him up for life, you know, let him take the fall for it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Libby as well. You know, I have mixed feelings about it. I kind of wish Rove would get it. I kind of wish Cheney would get caught in it red-handed.
Yeah, it makes me heartsick to think about what these people will stoop to get what they want or push their agenda. I do have a comment about a couple callers ago talked about a couple of websites that you can look at. But I have a better source, I think, for people. If you want to steer clear of the websites in fear of getting blocked or, you know, running into information that you're not quite sure you can verify, there are a couple of books by a gentleman by the name of Chalmers Johnson. And one is called Blowback.
Oh, Blowback, yeah.
Is a CIA term, and the other one is called, the newest one is called The Sorrows of Empire. And I think it'll make people sit up and take notice about what this administration has been allowed to accomplish and how they keep pushing this militaristic agenda and as the answer to everything. So
it is the answer to everything. I mean, it's their whole entire cornerstone, basically
it
a foreign policy.
It is pretty scary for Americans. I think back on 4 years ago, how I felt as an American. My heart just ached for America, and there is nothing that will convince me that we couldn't have done something. Something could have been done. Maybe not to...
About
9/11? About 9/11, about totally alleviating it, but they were warned. I mean, they had explicit language.
Here's something I was going to save for later. Like I said, I'm blowing all my best material between 6 and 7. Now I have nothing to talk
about later.
But check this out. The CIA will not hold any current or former agency officials, including ex-director George Tenet, responsible for the failures leading up to 9/11. This is according to CIA Director Porter Goss, who said this yesterday. Despite a recommendation from the agency's inspector general that he convene an accountability board to judge their performances, Goss's decisions comes 4 years after hijackers commandeered four jets and killed nearly 3,000 people. In other words, nothing is going to happen to anybody in the CIA.
And Americans should be outraged that that is being allowed to occur, that nobody is being held responsible for any of the missteps leading up to 9/11.
Yep. That's basically it. Nobody's going to be held accountable.
Exactly.
I'd like to know if Harriet Myers handed Bush that public briefing memo about Osama bin Laden is determined to attack. Was she in on that?
I don't know. It really makes you wonder. It's like, I hope she doesn't get into the Supreme Court. I really do.
Well,
not only will she, you know, she'll be a fish out of water. She won't be able to do her job. And we don't want to push people into positions that they're not qualified for. And I, She may be a brilliant lawyer, trial lawyer, litigator, whatever, but she's not a judge. And she, like you said, she has no record.
She has no record. All right, Brecken, thanks so much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, this CIA thing really bothers me. I was going to talk about it later on in the morning, so I may revive some of these stories as the morning goes on. But the CIA will not hold any current or former agency officials, ex-Director George J. Tenet, responsible for the failures leading up to September 11, 2001 attacks, CIA Director Porter Goss said yesterday, despite a recommendation by the agency's inspector general that he convene an accountability board to judge the performance. Goss's decision comes 4 years after the hijackers commandeered four jets and killed nearly 3,000 people. Appeared to end the possibility that a high-level official will be held responsible for what several investigations found to be significant failures throughout the government. The inspector generals of the Department of State, Justice, and Defense completed their own investigations without publicized disciplinary actions taken against anyone. So essentially, whoever dropped the ball for the 9/11 is just going to get away with it. There's not going to be anything, and then no one's going to be held accountable. This is an administration that likes to lecture us about accountability. This is an administration that likes to pick on Bill Clinton about accountability, and pick on Democrats about lack of accountability. It's unbelievable that these people are able to get away with this. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this a little later on this morning. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we've got Lawrence Korb. We're going to talk about trying to get out of Iraq. Lawrence J. Korb was a senior fellow at the Center of American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. You might remember that when we did the Jerry Springer show here earlier in the summer, we had Lawrence Korb on, and he did an excellent job in explaining Iraq to us and our options. We'll see what he thinks now about what our options are about getting out of Iraq. I mean, on one hand, when you look at the Harriet Meyer situation and you look at the trouble that this administration is in, you get a feeling of of satisfaction and a feeling of like, well, finally, it's about time they got caught for something. But on the other hand, the flip side of this is when you look at this thing with the CIA and Porter Goss, it's like, you know what? Nobody was held responsible for 9/11. Somebody dropped the ball at 9/11, and nobody is being held responsible. And I don't know, maybe that doesn't anger you as much as it does me. Because, this is a group of people who were the quote-unquote daddy party. That they were the ones who, should be trusted with our money. That they're the ones who that believe in accountability for your actions. And personal responsibility. How many times do you hear people on the right constantly talk about the lack of personal responsibility? And they're the ones who talk about personal responsibility all the time. Now the question is, where's the personal responsibility? Where's the holding anybody accountable for what happened? I still to this day believe that Bush saw that memo and blew it off. I don't care how many times Condoleezza Rice sits there after one of her shoe-buying experiences in New York. So she sits there and says, Senator, this was a historical document. BS. And somebody at the CIA knew something was going on. And they failed. We had a massive intelligence failure. So George Tenet ends up getting a Medal of Freedom, and he moves on. And there is no assignment of blame. There's nobody held accountable for what's gone on. Nobody. So you and I, basically, are no better off now than we were 3 years ago, and the fact that we just don't know. We don't know what happened, really. And we've got no real answers. We don't know who was involved. Who didn't give what to whom. Who was responsible for the breakdown. How did the hijackers get into the country unobserved? Did somebody have some information about the hijackers and they just didn't pass it on? I mean, all these wild rumors out there. But I don't know how you feel, but I don't want this president to ever talk to me in any way, shape, or form about accountability. Because his administration has been riddled with non-accountability. And now we'll wait and see if any senators or any congressmen raise their hands and go, wait a minute, this isn't going to fly. What was the whole 9/11 commission all about? Did we get anything out of that? Was there any blame put on any individuals for that? What good does it do to have an internal CIA investigation if nobody gets named? Not that you want somebody to be hung out to dry. Not that you want somebody to be hung out to dry for no reason, but somebody was responsible for us not getting the information and for those 3,000 deaths. Unbelievable. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about how to get out of Iraq with Lawrence J. Korb here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and a question for the opponents of referendum C and D. We'll talk about that, and I'll get back on this subject about the CIA as well. All here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thanks for being along.
BristolWindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Jay Marvin,
Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rhodes,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Now more progressive.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Like it or not, it's time to get a flu shot. Amy Pine with the San Francisco Health Department says this year's supply should be enough to go around.
So far, we feel that the supply is sufficient to cover people in our community who are in the highest risk groups, but later on in the season, we don't yet actually know.
Experts from around the world meeting in Washington are worried about a possible worldwide outbreak of deadly bird flu. On the CBS News Early Show, Health Secretary Mike Leavitt said, we have drugs to treat bird flu, but that's not enough.
The better approach is to have both vaccines, which prevent, and also antivirals, which help people after they get it.
Leavitt said a bird flu pandemic could kill 150 million people. Cancer researchers are encouraged by a major study that shows a Merck vaccine against cervical cancer is 100% effective in the short term. London-based cancer specialist Anne Zarevsky says that vaccine could eliminate the need for pap smears one day.
Getting a vaccine to actually prevent it, it's just the ultimate goal.
In Washington, President Bush will speak about Iraq and the war on terror an hour from now. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
The administration bills it as a major speech, a head-on response to critics of the president's war policies. It comes at a time of shrinking support for the Iraq war. Mr. Bush will reinforce his warning that withdrawing from Iraq would bolster terrorists. A spokesman promises the president will offer unprecedented detail about his strategy and the terror threat itself. He's also trying to prepare the nation for more bloodshed in Iraq leading up to the October 15th constitutional referendum. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In a rare bipartisan swipe at a wartime White House, the Senate voted 90-9 to ban cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of terror suspects. Arizona Republican John McCain says it's the only way to avoid future Abu Ghraibs.
We have to send the message to the world that we will not ever allow such kind of treatment to be repeated.
Alaska Republican Ted Stevens is afraid the ban would tie the president's hands.
If this amendment passes, the United States will not have effective control of those people.
A major wildfire is burning in Cala Mesa, California, east of Los Angeles. It's exploded to more than 6,400 acres. KCBS-TV's Jennifer Davis says it's threatening scores of homes.
It's been warm, it has been windy, and the humidity has been very low. We've had a red flag warning for 2 days, so we knew the conditions were perfect for a fire. You know, if a brush fire got going, it could very quickly go out of control, and that's exactly what it did here.
I feel the need.
A few months from now, Top Gun Tom Cruise will be feeling the need for diapers. His sister confirms that Cruise and fiancée Katie Holmes are expecting a blessed event. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
This Columbus Day weekend, hurry to Lowe's for great values. Now save $20 on every 5-gallon can and $5 on every 1-gallon can of Olympic Premium interior and exterior paint after mail-in rebate. Also, get a $75 mail-in rebate when you spend $249 or more on insulation. What's more, we're taking 10% off any carpet we install. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
AM
760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a real slow ride if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25. Bunched up from 104th all the way into downtown. We have two accidents in the stretch. One approaching the turnpike, another one sitting at Spear. Both of them off to the shoulder. And now we're also dealing with a stall in the right lane, southbound I-25 at Colorado. So it's going to be a tough ride. There, you want to give yourself a few extra minutes. 6th Avenue now jamming up with a crash at Calumet and southbound 225, getting busy around Colfax and again toward Parker Road. And we are loaded up eastbound I-70 from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Now Boulder Street's busy on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. The turnpike now slow from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 50s. Right now it's 37 degrees. Applejack Wine and Spirits is having an outrageous sale featuring over 200 top wines for under $10. Over 250 top wines under $15, and over 300 top wines under $20. Come in and see why Applejack is number one and save on wines from great wineries and vineyards around the world. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes hit the gridiron this Saturday at 5 p.m. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for CU's homecoming game as the Buffs battle the Texas A&M Aggies.
Or call 303-233-4345. That's 233-4345.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, mostly cloudy here in the morning time. But then the clouds are going to burn away. We should have a high of around 56 under sunny skies. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Welcome back, Lawrence Korb. It's good to have you on the program.
It's nice to be back with you.
All right. I'm going to ask you one question right off the bat because we get conflicting reports here out of Iraq as to what's what. Are we winning this war in Iraq? The president's getting ready to give what he bills as a major speech here in a little while where he's going to link Iraq, the war on terror, and Al-Qaeda. But are we winning this thing?
No. At best, we're holding our own. But we're certainly, I mean, if you look at the number of attacks, the number of people killed, how much security has been restored to Iraq? No, we're not winning the campaign against the insurgents.
And what do you make of the generals come out with one statement one day, one statement the next day? The White House makes statements, and they all seem to contradict each other.
Well, what happened? The generals went before Congress, and you know you got to be honest with the Congress. I mean, you're under oath, and the Congress is a co-equal branch of government. But then the administration sees, you know, how that plays, and then they send them on all the Sunday morning talk shows to, you know, present a more optimistic, upbeat picture, which is a little bit different than when you're being interviewed, you know, by Tim Russert as opposed to being cross-examined by the Congress.
Hey, doesn't that shock you, though, that when they're in front of Congress, they tell one story, and then when they get in front of Tim Russert, they tell a totally different story?
I think it's outrageous, and it's a misuse of the military. You know, I hate to show my age, but this is exactly what happened during Vietnam. If you saw what was going on over there, and then, you know, the Johnson administration would bring Westmoreland back to give these upbeat speeches about, you know, light at the end of the tunnel and all these things. The military people have no business going on those Sunday morning talk shows. They are responsible to the president and to the Congress and to carry out the policies and, you know, to be asked to give their honest opinion. But they're not, you know, I mean, that's for the administration people to, you know, to be going on these shows. And it's a misuse. It really is a misuse of the military.
And so what we hear from the military, so if they're under oath with Congress, that would be the true story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by and large, it better be, because, again, you're under oath, and, you know, the Congress has a legitimate right to your honest opinion. If I'm on a TV show, I can, you know, sort of dance around and, you know, the old thing they teach you about, you know, when you go, you give the answer you had prepared regardless of the question. You know, Congress is a little bit different. You just can't do that, nor should you.
All right. How do we get out of this?
Well, I think what you need to do is, in our view, and we just put out a report at the center, basically Iraq's going to have an election here by the end of the year to pick a government. And you say, okay, we're out of here in 2 years. In the first year, we're going to cut 80,000 of our troops from the roughly 140,000, and by the end of 2 years, you know, we're out of here. This is going to give you 2 years to kind of get your act together, and we'll leave a residual force in the area so that if Iran should invade or, you know, something untold should happen, you know, you can prevent that. But what people need to realize is we're part of the problem. They keep talking about these foreigners. Yeah, there's some foreigners there, but the majority of the people there are Iraqis, and they're fighting because they don't want us to stay there. And if so we announce we're getting out, no permanent bases, that's going to begin, I think, to turn the tide.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Lawrence Korb on the line with us. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. You can go to www.americanprogress.org. What, if we scale down troops, what will happen with the insurgency? Will it quiet down or will it get worse?
Well, it really couldn't. I think it will quiet down somewhat because what's going to happen is that when it's clear that we're going, a lot of the people who are either fighting with the insurgency or giving aid and comfort are going to say, well, you know, they're not going to be here permanently. I mean, one of the reasons that you have a good number of people in that insurgency is they just don't trust us, you know, because given their history, you know, the British came in 1920 and said the same thing, you know, that we said. You know, British generals said, you know, we came as liberators, not occupiers, and they were, you know, they were there for 30 years, and so they don't trust us. So if they see that signal, I think that, you know, that will get rid of some of the insurgents, and then I think we need to work with the, you know, the other nations in the area and say, look, we're not going to be here permanently, but you don't want Iraq to become completely unstable. That'll hurt you. So you need to stop these foreigners from coming in, and I think then the homegrown insurgents will not be as receptive to these foreigners because they don't like them either, but they've kind of joined their common enemy as the United States.
A lot of this has to do with how the Sunnis are treated, true?
Well, it certainly does. And, I mean, they didn't help this week by, you know, pulling that, you know, fancy stuff about the election where it's two-thirds of the registered, you know, voters have to disapprove the Constitution because in Iraq, anybody who gets a food, you know, rationing card is automatically registered.
And but so they changed that back, though, didn't they? They changed that yesterday.
Yeah. But the signal they sent was not good, and, you know, now they're back in. And that's, you know, that type of thing lets the Sunnis to think that, you know, they're really out to get them.
Will enough Sunnis show up at the polling places to block the Constitution? Is that what they want to do?
Well, I think that's what they were afraid of, and that's why they pulled this registered voter thing. My guess is it'll be very hard to get the two thirds in, you know, three provinces. You might get it in one or two, but I doubt if you'll get it in all three.
So the outcome there would be that the Constitution would what?
Well, then the Constitution would go into effect, and part of the problem that the Sunnis have with the Constitution is it basically allows the Shia and Kurds to do what they want in their part of the country. The Shias to kind of have more of a theocracy than a democracy, and then the Kurds to control a lot of the oil, and that's what the Sunnis, you know, they feel that they'll be sort of, you know, poor people in the middle of the other two.
So how do we make the Sunnis feel more included in the process?
Well, I think part of it is to, you know, we've done a lot, I think, you know, up to now, in terms of, you know, in the Constitution, get some of the most onerous language out of, you know, the language is somewhat ambiguous about how much you can have Sharia or, you know, Islamic law in the Shia area, and, you know, how much control that the Shias and Kurds could have over the oil. But in the final analysis, there's only so much we can do, because if we're seen as pushing too much, then the government looks as, you know, an American puppet government. So we need to, I think we made our position clear, and I think the UN was great this week in denouncing that registration scheme, and I think that helped because it wasn't just the United States that was concerned about it.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Lawrence Korb is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information, and he's on the line here. I heard Barry McCaffrey say that if we don't get out by next summer, that the National Guard is going to start to melt down.
Yeah, he said the wheels will come off. And
yeah, do you agree with that?
Well, I do, and that's in our plan. That's one of the reasons we give for withdrawing, not only because we think it would help in Iraq, but it will help us fight this war on against these radical jihadists all over the world, because what's happened now is where we've been sucked into Iraq and we're draining our forces. And General McCaffrey's right. If you have the same number of troops in Iraq this time next year, it means that the National Guard people are going to be on active duty not more than the 2 years that you're allowed by law, but even more than that. You know, the rule of thumb for a person in the Guard and Reserve is about no more than 1 year out of every five, or they're not going to stay. And that's what I think General McCaffrey says. And, you know, we point out in our paper that you need to get these National Guard people home, demobilized, get off active duty, and so they can, you know, begin to get themselves ready for other tasks like, you know, Homeland Security and refurbish their equipment. I mean, people forget it's not just the people, it's the equipment. As we saw down in Louisiana and Mississippi,
right,
a lot of the equipment wasn't there either that you need for homeland defense.
Right. This may sound like a cynical question. Has this administration done anything right in regards to Iraq?
Well, I think if you look at the first phase of the war in terms of overthrowing Saddam, that was handled very well, okay, in terms of what they needed to overthrow Saddam. So the first, you know, 21 days, I think, were good. But, you know, before the war, you know, the reasons that they gave, which, you know, really was stretching the truth, to put it mildly. And then, of course, the real disaster was after Saddam fell. They just had no plans. They assumed we'd be greeted as liberators, didn't give guidance to the troops, and allowed the insurgency, you know, to flourish.
Hmm. Well, the whole aircraft carrier stunt and all that staged stuff amounted to absolutely really nothing.
Well, it did. I mean, when you said mission accomplished, you know, what was your mission? Your mission just to get rid of Saddam? Well, you know, if that was it, you should have just come home then, you know. But obviously, as Colin Powell, then Secretary of State, told President Bush, you know, you break it, you own it.
Why did Bush ignore that advice?
Well, I think what happened is they, you know, they believed who they wanted to believe. And you had this character, Chalabi, who's a secular Shiite who's actually back in there now as part of the government. And he had convinced them that, you know, Saddam was so horrible that, you know, when you came in and got rid of him, people would be thrilled to get you and they'd be very happy about it, that Iraq, you know, was a very well-educated, you know, a populace, and they'd be able to, you know, take control in their own hands. The head of AID and the deputy secretary of defense basically said, you know, it would cost us $1.5 billion a year to rebuild Iraq because the oil would be flowing and, you know,
right,
they'd be paying for it themselves, and our forces didn't destroy much of, you know, the infrastructure going in. But somehow, and this boggled my mind when I went there, I couldn't believe it, that we did not know how bad the infrastructure was with newspaper people and, you know, going in and out of it over the years and far, you know, other countries there. I mean, you just fly over Iraq, you could see, you know, the lights just don't even come on at night. I mean, the infrastructure was just horrible in that place.
Hmm. All right. Lawrence Korb, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you being on the show.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Bye.
All right. That's Lawrence Korb. He is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor for the Center for Defense Information. Go to www.americanprogress.org if you want to see the redeployment paper that he and others have issued there. And also you can sign up for their progress.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. Hey, you know what? I like great deals as much as you do. I mean, come on, let's face it. We all like great deals. And the better the deal, the better you like it. And I'll tell you, I got a great deal from one of the very best companies around. Superior Carpet Care has a great deal that you just got to know is worth it. I mean, Superior's work is so good. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard right. Denver's Premier Carpet Cleaning is offering a clean three rooms, and they're going to clean three rooms in a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service, the same quality from the company that I recommend and trust with not only your money but my money. Mary and I have used them, and we love them. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. So no matter who you've ever used before, you've got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back again. They're just that good. I mean, they really, when doing carpets, it's like a work of art. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with the superior work. Need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet at 303.
Send home energy savings. Call Thermal Advantage today at 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 56, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be along with you. As soon as some of this cloud burns away, we should get some sunshine today. And I did tell you it was going to be a high of 56, right? Yeah, I have to question everything I do. You know, it gets to you after a while, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. All right, I've wanted to do this for the longest time, and I don't know if you want to participate in this or not, but we're getting very, 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 very close to finding out who is going to take the fall, if anybody does, for leaking Valerie Plame's name, Joe Wilson's wife's name, because of Joe Wilson's opposing the administration and calling foul on the uranium from Niger. Now, according to Reuters, check this out. According to Reuters, the federal prosecutor investigating who leaked, and that's Fitzgerald, who leaked to the CIA operative is expected to signal within days whether he intends to bring indictments in the case. Legal sources close to the investigation said yesterday, a first step, prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, was expected to notify officials by letter if they had become targets, and said the lawyers who spoke on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter. Fitzgerald could announce a plea agreement, bring indictments, or he could conclude that no crime was committed. By the end of this month, he is expected to wrap up his nearly two-year investigation into who leaked CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. The inquiry has ensnared President George W. Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove, and Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooty Libber, Scooter Libby. The White House has long maintained that Rove and Libby had nothing to do with the leak, but reporters have since named them as sources. Rove's attorney, Robert Luskin, declined to say whether his client had been contacted by Fitzgerald. In the past, Luskin has said that Rove was assured that he was not a target. Now, all of a sudden, Luskin's got nothing to say. Libby's lawyer was not immediately available for comment. It's an ongoing investigation, and we're fully cooperating, a Cheney spokesman said. Now, here's what I want to know from you. Let's suss this out a little bit here. Okay, there's no right or wrong to this. There's only your viewpoint, because we really don't know, and we may have an answer in a couple of days. But let's take an online poll here. All right? And you can give your reasons for why you believe this. Get on the line at 303-713-7600. Who do you think is going to be indicted? Do you think it'll be Scooter Libby? Do you think it'll be Karl Rove? Do you think it'll be Dick Cheney? Do you think it'll be George W. Bush? Or do you think no one will be indicted? That there'll just be a report, but no one will receive an indictment. All right, 303-713-7600. Who do you think is going to get it? And we'll see how many votes we have at the end of the hour. So that gives you about 34 minutes to vote. 303-713-7600 to tell me who you think is going to get indicted. Libby, Rove, Cheney, Bush, or absolutely no one. Or maybe it'll turn out to be somebody we've never heard of. Now, if I had to make a guess, on one hand, I think Dick Cheney's got the temperament to pull something like this off. I think Dick Cheney's got the temperament to be revengeful, to be nasty, to be dirty, to do something like this. But, you know, you have that in one hand, but then on the other hand, you balance it off with Karl Rove, who's also got that same ability. I don't think George W. Bush knew about this. I don't think he knew about it. Now, if you disagree with me, you can call up and tell me you think I'm full of it. But I don't think he knew about it. I'm not so sure, though, about Cheney. I'm not so sure that Cheney didn't know about it. And I'm not so sure that Libby is the guy that's going to get fingered. So if I had to place my vote, and this is a hard decision between Libby and Rove, and you know what could end up happening is they both could get it, which would make us totally and completely wrong. But I'd have to go with Libby. I think Scooter Libby's going to get it. Who do you think is going to get it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760.
I would love to see both of us. Both of them get it. You know, not only for leaking, you know, Valerie Plame, but they're also talking about maybe some conspiracy charges on trying to hide what they were doing. So not only leaking, but then, you know,
obstructing justice.
Oh, yeah, of implicating others to avoid prosecution. And that's what I think they're looking at. I think, well, it's all speculation, but I think, I hope that both of them could go down.
All right, so, where do I mark you down on this?
Both. Put me in both boxes if you want, I guess.
Okay, I'll put you in a vote for both, because I didn't have both written down there. Yeah, I'd like to see them both get nailed, too. But there's a real big part of me. I mean, there's a huge part of me, though, that wants to see it go all the way up to Cheney.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think that's too big of a fish. I don't think Fitzgerald's going to be able to pull that off. I mean, unless there is a conspiracy, that's the thing. If there was a conspiracy to avoid prosecution, you know, it's not only leaking the name, but then also colluding with others to, avoid prosecution. It could go that high, but I'm not going to hold my, I'm not going to cross my fingers for that. I would just be happy with Robe and Libby. One of the things I've read on a couple of blogs is a couple of bloggers have noted that Robe hasn't been, the last week or so, Robe hasn't been a part of a lot of the presidential activity.
Yeah, he hasn't been seen. He's been kind of like in the background, except the one thing he has been doing, he's been working the phones for Harriet Meyer.
Yeah, well, what people were theorizing is that the reason Robe isn't participating publicly in these events with Bush is they're trying to distance him from Bush so that if he is indicted, that, there's no, guilt by association or whatever.
Right, exactly. All right, Marshall, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there's one vote for both. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Dave. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Was it a month ago that Fitzgerald's boss was changed by George Bush, and the guy they put in who is Fitzgerald's boss is some guy who was in the Sullen Crossbow Society with George Bush and all the other people? I don't think anybody's going to get indicted because I think he's going to get nipped in the bud.
So you say none of the above?
I think they're going to cover this whole thing up just like they covered up the 9/11 crap.
I don't know, man. Fitzgerald is awful, awful honest. I mean, look at what he's done in Chicago with Chicago politics. I mean, right now he's got that thing going on with former Governor Ryan, and he's also looking into what's going on at City Hall there. I mean, he is really known as a tough, independent type of guy who takes no bull.
I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, they control everything as it stands right now, and I wouldn't hold my breath for the next election either. You know, I got a strange feeling they're going to control all of that. I don't see any other way. I mean, I'm sorry to say, I think we're in a society right now that is really screwed.
Well, I think we got some problems too, but I don't see it as, I'm not as dire as you are. All right, now I got to get a promise from you real quick before I go to traffic here. Okay, if an announcement comes down and if any one of them gets indicted, you got to call me back.
Okay.
All right, pal, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's a vote for no one above. So I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Who do you think's going to get it? Libby, Rove, Botham, Cheney, Bush, or no one? AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at 731, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Slow go coming out of the north side of town. Southbound I-25 running real heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. That's because of two accidents. They're both off to the shoulder, one at the Turnpike, another one at Spear, and then we had an earlier stall near Colorado Boulevard. That has been moved out of your way. Now, eastbound I-70 stacks up on your approach to Pecos. That's because of an accident there. Once you get by that, stay slow over to Brighton Boulevard. And southbound 225, the usual slowing from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Boulder Street's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike. You're seeing brake lights eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 38 degrees. At Richmond American, quality and value are not upgrades. They're standard built into every home. You can experience a Richmond American difference today because homes are available for quick move-in with special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit RichmondAmerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Morty, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
There's just no better place to shop for a good, clean, late model used car, truck, minivan, SUV in Colorado. Go out there and see my friends Colby in the Tower of Power. Go ask for Colby. Say, hey, Colby, man, help me out. Colby in the Tower of Power, there's Roger, there's Ruben, there's the Mays Brothers, there's Marvin Al Shearer. They're all out there. And you know something? They're all out there ready to help you. Because that's what it's all about. And they're open Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. By the way, they've got free pumpkins for Halloween.
Big 12-inch spaghetti that if you're not satisfied, your next meal is on us. That's right. 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Only at Fazoli's.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
736 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you. Controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. Mostly cloudy through the mid-morning, then becoming a sunny a little bit later in a high of 56. 303-713-7600. All right, here's what we got going at 736 this morning. It's my first and one and only, and I've never done this before, poll on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe an indictment is coming in the next couple of days. Maybe there's not going to be any indictment in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case. I'm asking you who you think is going to get indicted. A couple of things to point out here. Robert Luskin, Karl Rove's attorney, had said in the past that grand jury had said that, the federal prosecutor Fitzgerald had said that he was not a target. Asked a couple of days ago, Ruskin said he can't comment. So who do you think is going to get it in the CIA leak claim, blame case? Do you think Libby's going to get it, Scooter Libby? Do you think Karl Rove will get it? Do you think Cheney will get it? Do you think Bush will get it? Or do you think no one will get it? And do you think that both will get it? Right now, we got a dead tie here. We got a dead tie between both, no one, and one for Libby. And, of course, I got to be fair to tell you that I put the one in there for Libby. Because I think Scooter Libby's going to get nailed. 303-713-7600, and I'm praying like crazy to all the gods out there that I believe in or don't believe in, that it goes all the way up to Dick Cheney. Let's go to Dan and Greeley. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dan. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you. Based on, first off, my heart says I don't think anybody's going to get it, but if anybody does, it's going to be Libby. Karl Rove is too protected by the president. I don't think Libby is, even though he's a very close friend of Cheney, I really don't think that he's that well protected by Cheney. If somebody's going to take a fall, just like with the military tribunal, the privates, the sergeants, and lieutenants and captains usually take the fall for the general.
Yeah, the higher-ups usually escape, right?
Exactly.
So you say Scooter Libby will fall on his sword for Dick Cheney?
I think so. I think he's the sacrificial lamb of this whole administration for this 30D that he did to the CIA agent.
Yeah, you know what, Dan? I think you're right. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I hope you wore a coat today.
I did wear a coat. I did. It was 40 degrees out, and I wore a coat.
I hear you. You have a good day.
Okay, you have a great day, Dan. Let me go to Joe in Fort Collins. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
All right, Joe. What do you think?
I'm going to say Rove.
You say Rove. Why Rove?
Well, he's the guy, he's been, in front of the grand jury 3 times now?
Yep.
So, that tends to say you're screwed.
Yeah, plus his lawyer, Luskin, was saying that he was told that Rove wasn't a target. Now his lawyer says he can't comment.
Yeah, and it's going to be obstruction of justice. I mean, they're not going to get him on anything for the actual leak. It's going to be obstruction of justice. That's how these things always go down.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right about that. What about Libby's chances? You don't think Libby has? You don't think, because you know what the buzz is in Washington? The buzz in Washington is that it rests around the vice president's office.
Yeah, that's true. I just think that Rove seems to be the guy they've kind of been focusing on a little bit longer than Libby has. And I mean, it's certainly not going to go up any further than that. I mean, the only involvement Cheney would have is sort of having maybe hinted around the idea of it would be good if this happened, but he didn't say to go do anything. That's just, he's too smart for that, and Rove is too smart to have taken away any kind of deniability from Bush, so he's not going to let Bush have known anything about it.
All right, Joe, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, and have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right. Oh, John Turk sends me this note now. He wants us to call this the Plame Game. Should we run this throughout the entire rest of the show, the Plame Game, at 303-713?
That was suggested by Jeff and Aurora that couldn't hang on, but
Jeff
said
and
the title for this would be the Plame Game.
Oh, he wants to call it the Plame Game. Jeff and Aurora couldn't hang on, want to call it the Plame Game. 303-713-7600, if you want to vote in the Plame Game, who's going to take the fall for outing Valerie Plame? Is it going to be Libby, Scooter Libby? Is it going to be Karl Rove? Is it going to be Cheney, Bush, no one, or both of them, both Libby and Rove? Who do you think it's going to be? 303-713-7600. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in here. We'll go to Dean in Castle Rock. Dean, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Dean, who do you think?
This whole thing just stinks anyways, but I would Scooter and Rove. I'd love to see them go down. But Rove has Bush so deep in his back pocket that, who's to say there won't be a presidential pardon at some point in time? And why are they not worried about it?
Oh, I think there definitely will be a presidential pardon. Look what Ronald Reagan did with Caspar Weinberger.
Exactly.
Okay, but who initially is going to get the indictment?
I think it's going to be Scooter. And like your previous caller said, he'll fall on sword for Rove. He's not afraid. These guys are not afraid of anything.
They're not, and they certainly are nasty, too, you know it?
Absolutely. Yep, there's no scruples at all in this.
That's why I think it's Libby. That's why I'm hoping it's Libby, and I'm hoping that it goes directly back up to the vice president, goes back up to Cheney, you know it?
That'd be sweet.
Because Cheney is a nasty guy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Karl Rove is no angel either,
No, you're right about that. Hey, you're absolutely right about that. All right, Dean, thanks, man.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. All right, a couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. Playing the Plame game here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Right now, iScooter Libby leads in the voting to be the one that's going to get stung by Fitzgerald's special grand jury. Coming in second place, it's a two-way tie between both Libby and Rove getting the blame, getting the indictment. And then after that, we have no one, which garnered one vote. All right, you can vote at 303-713-7600. There's no right or wrong to this. There's only your opinion. I know that the buzz in Washington, D.C., if you get on the Internet and look around, the buzz of Washington, D.C. is that it's Libby and that it goes up to the vice president's office. And was it George Stephanopoulos on this week, kind of dropped the hint that he believed that it might be in the vice president's office? But I don't want to prejudice your vote. So 303-713-7600, 743, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM.
At DenverCenter.org or call 303-893-4100. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, Lord. 7:48, 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM's. Huh? What are you saying to me, Turk? Oh, I thought he was going to. He was saying, since we're playing the plane game, he was saying he was going to put on the theme from Family Feud. 7:48 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. 303-713-7600. I've got one line open here. We're playing the plane game. Who do you think is going to get it? The indictment is due in the next couple of days, or there may not be any indictment at all revolving around the Valerie Plame, Joseph Wilson situation, about somebody leaking Valerie Plame's name in retribution for Joe Wilson, who called the administration on their Niger claim of yellow cake uranium. So far, Lewis Scooter Libby is in the lead, followed by a three-way tie between Rove, No One, and both of them. And here's who you can choose from. You can choose from Libby, Rove, both of them, Bush, Cheney, or absolutely no one. Let's go to Mara in Denver. Mara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Mira, Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mira. I apologize.
That's okay. Hey, I just want to say you have the best producer in the world.
Thanks.
Or whoever it is that answers the phone. Cause he picked up the phone, and I said, hey, and he says, hey. And I thought, oh, he could have hung up on me. So.
No. Turk's
well,
a good guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go way out on that limb, okay?
All right.
Which I've been known to do. Stephanopoulos did say Cheney and Bush had meetings regarding Plame.
Oh, I thought he had just said...
No.
Oh, he said both.
Both. He said both of them. And so I'm really going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Bush and Cheney. And I've heard all along and too many times Joe Wilson has said that it seemed to point to the highest levels in the White House. Now, of course, that's pretty, you know... that's out there.
You can take that any way you want.
Right.
I mean, high level of the White House.
Right.
Nobody's higher than Rove or Libby.
Right. And I agree with all that. But I'm really going to go out because, you know what, it just seems like all this stuff happening at once, and bless their hearts because somebody's been working on this, but it's to inform people and hopefully change people's minds for the next election. And because, you know, they went after Bill Clinton with a vengeance.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
absolutely.
It was so nasty. And they're crying, oh, well, you know, you can't do this. But heavenly days, look at all the billions of hours seems like they spent on running Bill Clinton down. So anyway, I'm going to really go out on the limb, and I'm going to say Bush and Cheney, and it probably won't be, but this is my dream. This is my dream indictment.
All right, we got you down there for Bush and Cheney. Thank you.
Appreciate the
call. All right, that frees up two lines at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Al in Colorado Springs. Al, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Al. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go for both. But I'm like you. I hope it goes all the way to Cheney. And the reason being, granted that in the United States you're building an indictment and you were innocent until proven guilty, but in the court of public opinion, it would be devastating.
You're right. Well, Cheney, if it turned out that Cheney were indicted, he'd have to step down.
Yeah, exactly. And the so-called clean and... administration, they would suffer severely at the next election.
Oh, you know what? I agree. I think they're going to suffer in the next election anyway with everything that's going on with Frist, with DeLay, with this guy Sasabian getting arrested. They got a lot of problems in the White House. They got a lot of problems going on there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the poor response to Katrina. But I'm like you. Dick Cheney's a nasty guy, and it would be just sure absolute pleasure to see him get nailed.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that.
All right, pal. I got you down. Thank you for the call, and have a good day.
You're good to say, bye.
All right, 7:53 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and it's, boy, wouldn't you? Could you imagine if it was Cheney? The way he talks, the insurgency is in its last throes. Yeah, right. But I would settle for Libby or Rove. All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to John Littleton. John, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, John, how are you?
All right. I personally think that it's nobody's going to get it. I think that this administration, you know, they pull too many strings. I personally think that it'll probably be some little minor functionary in one of their offices, and that they're going to say, oh, he leaked it and he just blamed it on me. I don't see it actually happening to anybody up there.
You know, if there's a chance that anybody high up there could get indicted, the one guy to pull it out would be Fitzgerald, because he, even though he's a Republican, he is absolutely he's absolutely, without question, has a gigantic amount of integrity. And notice that he has said nothing over these 2 years about what's going on. He's kept very tight-lipped about it.
That's true. I'd like to see, I personally like to see it be Cheney and Bush, just to go along and prove to people what a, you know, bunch of liars and crooks they really are.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you, too. But see, I just don't think logically it's going to happen. But I'll tell you something. I think Libby's going to get it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. You know, I kind of wishy-washy on that. But, yeah, I think you're right.
All right, so do you want me to keep you down for no one, or do you want me to shift your vote over to Libby?
Shift my vote over to both of them, actually, Libby and Rove.
Oh, all right. I'll give you okay.
I know.
All right. All right,
thanks, you dig.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Now we're going to see, and I'm going to save this, too. I'm going to save this after I'm done with it, and we'll see. We'll see what happens the next couple of days or in the next week or something when this happens, when the indictments come down. Or maybe there'll be no indictments at all. Let's go to Cindy and Bailey. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I think probably Libby's going to be the sacrificial lamb. I think that you're right. I'm pretty sure it goes up to Cheney. And I really have no doubt that goes up to Bush, too. A lot of people don't realize how vindictive he is. But George Bush isn't the sweet little drink a beer with you kind of guy that a lot of people think he is.
No, he's got a definite, he's got a definite mean streak to him.
Absolutely. Really vindictive. Very vindictive. He learned a lot of that from Bob Bullock in Texas. Bob, Democrat. But if there was anybody that... if you crossed him, he'd take you out. It was Bob Bullock, and the two of them were pretty tight.
Yeah, wasn't Bob Bullock the Secretary of State there?
He was, at one point, he was the comptroller.
He was a comptroller when I lived there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. My dad was one of the managers of the comptroller's offices in Dallas. Worked for Bob Bullock for many years, and he could tell you some stories about how vindictive. You didn't cross Bob Bullock. If you did, you were going down. And Bullock and Bush were very tight. And I think he probably learned a lot from Bullock. And I have no doubt that I really think Bush is very involved with this. But I don't see him or Cheney, either one, going down.
So who do you think's going to get it?
I think Libby for sure. I would love to see Rove get it because he. talk about evilness.
Yeah, really.
But I'm not sure that Rove's going to get it. So I'm kind of on the fence on him. I'd give a definite vote for Libby and a kind of a maybe on Rove. But I think Rove is maybe a little bit too slick to get caught. So I'm not sure about him.
All right, Cindy,
I don't know what column you want to put me in there.
I put you in the Libby column.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, it's 7:57 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks, appreciate it, Cindy. All right, so Libby right now leads. Libby leads with both of them coming in second. And then tied for third is Rove, Bush, Cheney, and no one. All right, now I'm going to save this list, and maybe we'll pull it back out here before I get off, and we'll do another round of this. And then I'm going to save it, because I want to see if how close we are, how right we are. Next, Marsha Temple is coming up. She's the executive director of the Denver-based Compassion and Choices, a nonprofit organization working to improve the care and expand choice at the end of life. And we're going to talk about this whole thing about suicide and about the whole Supreme Court hearings that went on yesterday that signaled kind of a change in the court as Roberts came out against and signaled that he was against self-assisted suicide. So we'll talk about that coming up next year on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Bush delivers a major speech a few minutes from now on the war in Iraq and the war on terror. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has a preview from the White House.
The White House describes the speech as a direct response to critics of the president's war policies. Mr. Bush will again warn that terrorists would be bolstered by any timetable to withdraw from Iraq, where more than 1,900 Americans have died. But he will also again try to prepare the public for even more bloodshed ahead of the October 15th constitutional referendum. The speech comes as public opinion polls show declining support for the president's war strategy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
It may never become law, but the Senate has at least gone on record with a strong rebuke of the inmate abuse at Abu Ghraib prison. It passed a ban on cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of terror suspects in U.S. custody. And the vote wasn't close.
On this vote, the ayes are 90. The noes are 9. The amendment is agreed to.
Majority Leader Bill Frist was one of 46 Republicans to vote for the amendment. Critics say the ban would tie the president's hands to fight terror. It's flu season, and people around the country are beginning to get their shots in Indianapolis.
I had the flu once a number of years ago. It was horrible. I don't want it again.
Now, experts from around the world are meeting in Washington to brainstorm ways of dealing with a feared global outbreak of deadly bird flu. Health Secretary Mike Leavitt tells the CBS News Early Show a pandemic could kill 150 million people.
The good news is we have a vaccine. The bad news is we don't have capacity to manufacture it fast enough or in large enough quantities. And that's a big gap in our preparation, and we need to solve it.
There's major news about the war on cancer. The first big study of an experimental vaccine to prevent cervical cancer found it was 100% effective over the short term. The tour boat that capsized Sunday, killing 20 elderly passengers, may be back on Lake George, New York today as investigators try to recreate Sunday's accident. Acting Government Safety Chief Mark Rosenker says a test yesterday using weighted barrels on a similar boat suggests the Ethan Allen was overloaded when it went down.
The test showed that it is not appropriately certified for 48 people.
60 miles east of Los Angeles, it's going to be hot, dry, and windy. In other words, perfect for feeding the wildfire that broke out yesterday in the town of Calamasa.
I can see a surprisingly bright orange glow to the southeast of me, a smoky glow, a line of fire snaking along the ridgeline.
KNX Radio's Todd Lights says the wall of flame has already burned more than 6,000 acres. On the CBS Weather Watch, Tropical Storm Tammy drenched parts of southeast Georgia overnight after leaving Florida largely untouched. Carolinas could still get some heavy rain. The government says the number of people thrown out of work by Katrina is up to 363,000. The Dow Industrials are ahead 41 points. NASDAQ is higher by 7. This is CBS News.
At CompUSA, we get our hands on all the hottest technology. And this Saturday at TechFest 2005, you can get your hands on it too. Come try out the new, amazingly small, mind-bogglingly powerful iPod Nano. Or feast your eyes on the new HP PhotoSmart 8750 printer. It's made for your home, but it prints 13 by 19 photos worthy of a gallery. See it for yourself at TechFest 2005. This Saturday, only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
The end wasn't anywhere in sight, but I didn't even think I would have made it this far. There was a song playing on the radio, but I was listening to what my soul was asking for.
What was it?
cotton pillows, fresher than a wave breaking in the ocean, and linens purer than my mama's thoughts. It's really close to the interstate, too, you know.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are dealing with one accident right now. It's eastbound I-70 at Pecos, so expect some slowing behind that. Then it stays heavy for your ride over to Brighton Boulevard. Now, southbound I-25, still slow from Thornton into downtown and through T-Rex. Had earlier accidents. They're now gone, but the damage has been done there. In Aurora, we are hitting the brakes up on 225 from Parker Road right into the Tech Center, and eastbound 6th Avenue now slows from Sheridan over to I-25. Checking out Boulder Streets, we're loaded up on Foothills Parkway to Diagonal on Highway 93, seeing the usual slowing Denver bound on Highway 36 from Federal over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, sunny today, highs in the mid-50s, chilly morning, 37 degrees right now. Centex Homes offering beautiful neighborhoods from Castle Rock to Fort Collins, single-family homes and townhomes priced from the upper 100s to the high 300s. Visit CentexHomesDenver.com today for a community close to you. Centex Homes, where your lifestyle is built right in. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes hit the gridiron this Saturday at 5 p.m. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for CU's homecoming game as the Buffs battle the Texas A&M Aggies.
Steps away from the linebacker. High steps it into the end zone.
Union who will fight to gain collective bargaining for all city workers. That's Teamsters Local 2004, 303-433-1718.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi today, around 56. Good to have you along. The first signs of a shift to the Supreme Court came yesterday. New Chief Justice John Roberts strongly hinted that he would have backed the Bush administration in its bid to stop doctor-assisted suicide in Oregon. His predecessor, William Rehnquist, a state's rights champion who died a month ago of cancer, may have been more likely to go the other way. Just 4 months ago, Rehnquist voted to block federal agents from overriding state medical marijuana laws to arrest sick pot users. Online with us is Marcia Temple. She's executive director of the Denver-based Compassion and Choices, a nonprofit organization working to improve health care and expand choices at the end of life. And Marcia, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning. Thank you for asking me to join you.
All right, we're talking here about this case, Gonzalez versus Oregon, which at one time was Oregon versus Ashcroft. And this shift that John Roberts signaled yesterday, that's got to have you worried.
You know, actually, it doesn't, because it's interesting. I've read all this that Roberts, you know, is going along with Bush on this. I didn't exactly get that impression yesterday. I mean, and I'm not a lawyer, but sitting in the Supreme Court and listening, I just got the impression, basically, that the majority of the people on that bench, but just by the questions that they asked, appeared that they would not, they would be unlikely to uphold the Ashcroft directive.
Really?
Yeah. That's my opinion. There were several other people in the room.
Do you think that if they, if Oregon prevails in this, that other states will follow suit and enact similar laws?
They will, I'm sure we will, that will be our agenda. That will definitely, they will, not implement them, but they will introduce them, and we'll just have to see what happens if they actually get voted in or not.
I don't understand why anybody opposes this. I don't understand what the reasoning is, and I base it on this. It seems to me the right to die, particularly if you're terminally ill, is a medical decision. And I don't understand why the government should be involved in your making of a medical decision about your own life.
Well, Jay, you're singing to the choir here. We, as an organization and myself personally, we totally agree with that. We are a nation of incredible control and choices all our lives until we are facing death. And then we are expected to hand that decision over to someone else. Do you want legislators sitting at your bedside or your loved ones and family?
Yeah, it seems to me I don't understand the Bush administration opposing this. I really don't. Other than, of course, you know, they would tell you that they're pro-life. But I guess this gets into a lot of things, and I was talking about a little bit on the air here yesterday about how it gets into the question of a woman's right to choose, about whether you are choice or anti-choice, and it amazes me that the government, that these people are currently running the government, these neocons who run the government, you know, they try to sell you on the idea that they're for individual liberty and less involvement of the government. Yet when it comes to your private life, man, they never met a situation or a law that they didn't want to get involved in.
It is amazing. In fact, it staggers the imagination. We have a terrible public policy about facing the reality of how we die. And now the government wants to get involved in a very personal choice. It should be up to us. It should be our personal, according to our personal beliefs and morals. And you know, we're not trying to dictate. No one has. We're not forcing anybody to make this decision. It's up to the person who's dying. You should deal with some of the patients that we deal with. It's incredible, and it's like I said, it staggers the imagination that they're even doing this. It just doesn't make any sense to me or the organization at all.
Now, some people argue that doctor-assisted suicide would be against the doctor's Hippocratic Oath.
You know, I heard that a lot yesterday on different panels and stuff like that. There's, again, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer, but there's all, we do not believe it is against their Hippocratic Oath. It's about caring for the individual. It isn't just about curing people. And, I mean, part of being a doctor, as far as we're concerned, is making people comfortable. And if you can't cure them, then help them. That's, I mean, to me, that's just as much as the Hippocratic Oath. And keep in mind, the Hippocratic Oath was written hundreds of years ago. So, you know, it's...
So you think it should be amended?
Oh, absolutely. But again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm sure I'm going to get several phone calls about this. So,
what, for getting on the air saying that you think that the Hippocratic Oath ought to be amended?
Actually, if it means... Regarding this, yes, I do.
When you first talk to people about this, do you run into a lot of stiff resistance?
Actually, I don't, and it depends on how you do it. If you're in a group, you will get some resistance because there's all kinds of people with all kinds of different beliefs. But when you sit down with them one-on-one, I'll give you an example. My own family, my brother is very religious. I'm religious. And it isn't about that. It's about personal choice. And when I sat down and explained to him, when I joined this organization, he said, you know, I am not going to stand up at the pulpit and tell people I believe in this. But you know what? He said, I do believe in this. It is about your personal choice.
Why is that such a hard sell?
I think it's fear. I just think it's fear. I think it is based on a lot of religious beliefs, my spiritual beliefs, and I'm a very spiritual person, a little bit different. I don't believe God wants you to suffer. And that way, I believe God means for us, and I'm not going to get again a religious conversation.
Well,
here.
But I think religion though has, you know, is partially involved in this because the people who oppose this were people like because he's no longer in the administration. John Ashcroft, who was a known religious conservative.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, religion is involved in this.
It is, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be. It is about your personal liberties, your personal choice. It's about, you know, it's interesting because people keep saying it's committing a suicide. There's a big difference between committing a suicide because, premature ending of a death because of depression and someone who's already in the dying process. And having...
All right, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that because I've used that term suicide. So you think the term suicide is inappropriate?
Oh, it's insulting.
Okay, so describe the differences here.
The difference is suicide is, like I said earlier, a premature ending based on depression or some a mental illness of some kind. What we're talking about here, you're already in the dying process. You are going to die. And it's about choosing a prolonged, protracted, painful death or a peaceful, dignified death of your choosing. You're already dying. There isn't an option to live here. These people would choose to live if they could. That's the difference.
So what would you call this? You would call it doctor-assisted end of life? What would you call it?
We call it physician-assisted dying or assisted dying. Your right to choose a peaceful, dignified death. We haven't come up with a perfect, phrase for this, but it certainly shouldn't be suicide because it's insulting to the patient who would love to live. That's not their option.
I would love to see a public opinion poll about how this plays out with the American public in general. Have you guys commissioned or taken any?
Oh, yes. Well, there's been polls. And it's interesting. Every time we use the term suicide in our polls, the ratings go down. I mean, the votes go down on this by about 15 to 20%. When you use a different phrase like end-of-life choices or physician-assisted dying, a dignified, peaceful death, it goes up, 20%.
Now, I should point out to those people listening who don't know this, that this Oregon law was voter approved. So this, this also makes this a states' rights issue, too.
It's definitely a states' rights issue. It was voted by on the people by the people in Oregon twice. It was upheld by all the lower courts, ending up in the Ninth Circuit. And it's, yes, it is completely a states' rights issue. That's part of, actually, that is what's being, the Oregon law isn't really being addressed at the Supreme Court. It's whether the federal government has the right to dictate legitimate medical practice in a state.
Well, you know, my feeling is with Sandra Day O'Connor, if she stays on the bench through this, it's anybody's guess what will happen. What happens if she's not there and we get, of course, we don't really know much about her, but we get Edith Myers on there, a born-again evangelical, and she teams up with Roberts and Scalia and Thomas.
Right.
Could that bode bad news for the Oregon law?
It really depends. It's a timing thing. If they do not confirm Myers or someone else, by the time this decision is made, O'Connor will be part of the decision-making process on this. If they do confirm Myers or someone else prior to making a decision on this particular case, there's a possibility it will start all over again and have to be completely reheard.
You'll have to start the case from the very beginning again.
Pretty much.
All right, Marcia, thank you so much for your time. Really, I do appreciate it. And if people want to find out more about your organization, where do they go on the web?
They go to www.compassionandchoices.org, and all the information's there.
All right. Thank you, Marcia Temple, Executive Director of the Denver-based Compassion and Choices, a nonprofit organization working to improve care and expand the choice at the end of life. We thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Sure, you bet. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8. All right, we'll open the phones, 303-713-7600. Do you agree with the idea that if you want to take your own life, do you agree with the idea that this Oregon law should hold, that if you want to engage in assisted death, that you should be able to do that? Or do you think that it's taking a life?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com. It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino, and one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. insurance. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
The right type of shoes. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, a friend of mine, who said, oh, you know, it just feels so good to sit down. I'm on my feet all day. And he said, you know, it's really rough to find a comfortable pair of shoes. And I said, man, have you been to Foot Effects? Because Foot Effects can help you out. They'll conduct a foot pressure analysis on your feet. And they have a wide selection of shoes, especially designed for diabetics, too, if that's one of your problems. But Foot Effects has got great shoes for people who are on their feet all day, or if you're a runner or you're a jogger. And during their grand opening celebration, now through October the 14th, Foot Effects is giving AM 760 listeners 20% off any purchase. So Mary and I have been wearing Foot Effects shoes for a long time, and we love them. So call Foot Effects and find out what we found out. It's a great way to combat pain in your leg, or pain in your foot, rather, leg or back, or resulting from not wearing the proper shoes. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT, or stop by the new store in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan, next to, and I can never say this place's name correctly, next to Chipotle, but that's not how you say it. But anyway, you can see it. It's right next to the restaurant. And you can check them out online, too, at FOOTEFX.com. Your feet are in great hands.
And home energy savings. Call Thermal Advantage today at 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8. Eventually, we'll see some sunshine today and a high of around 56. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin along with you. New Chief Justice Roberts stepped forward yesterday as an aggressive defender of federal authority to block doctor-assisted suicide at the Supreme Court as they clashed over the Oregon law that lets doctors help terminally ill patients end their lives. Do you think doctors ought to be able to do that, and do you think terminally ill patients ought to have the right to end their lives? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sean rolling on I-25. Sean, hi, you're on.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on, my friend.
I do have to say, though, I'm maybe you're just playing devil's advocate, but I think it's pretty clear here. The reason these guys want to get involved is simply hypocrisy and religious fanaticism. I mean, there's no if and or buts about it. They are kowtowing to their base, although, you know, I think they're a little misguided, because as the guy who called previously, your speaker on there, said, look, I'm religious too, and I don't believe in this. But I also think there's some hypocrisy even in her stance where, well, mental illness is suicide, and that's bad. But if you're going to die, you never know if you're actually going to die. They could find a cure the next day, and that's the argument they're going to use against you. So what we need to realize is this is a matter of choice, and nobody has that right to tell you. I mean, that's why we lock people up for murder, because somebody else has taken that choice away from you. I think it should be illegal for somebody else to step in and try to save you if you want to die, because, again, they're taking that choice away from you.
I don't think the government should be in anybody's life and making them decide whether they should be able to live or die, particularly when it comes to terminally ill patients. Or look what we saw with Tom DeLay, and look what we saw with the Republicans vis-a-vis the Terry Schiavo situation. That's a good example right there.
Exactly. She may someday somehow kind of sort of be able to maybe live almost kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Well, you know, frisked. I saw a videotape of her. I can diagnose it. She is alive. She does feel things. DeLay talking about how she laughs and she cries and blah, 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 and on and on and on. And you know what? That's a perfect example right there of the government trying to intrude into the life of Terri Schiavo and her husband, or trying to make a decision for them. And if I'm terminally ill, I don't want the government to tell me that I have to live on and suffer. If I decide to throw in the towel, then I think that that's my right, not theirs.
Exactly, and this brings up some other points. Where does it stop? I mean, next it's going to be, if life is so viable, can I risk my life? If I want to go skydiving, should I be thrown in jail for the rest of my natural life and be punished because I almost potentially risked my own life? Oh, my God.
Yep, exactly.
And what about firemen or policemen or people who put themselves in potentially what some people would call that suicide? That's a suicidal situation. Sir, you can't go into that building. Well, I'm going anyway. Well, that's heroism because he's risking his life or her life for a reason. Okay, well, when are those reasons valid and when are they not? I thought, according to the Bible, suicide, death was absolutely a sin under any circumstance. So, it's a total hypocrisy here.
All right, my friend. Good call. I appreciate it. Hope you're calling in.
Will do.
All right. Let's go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I'll try and make it as short as I can. I look at this a little differently as a nurse. I look at it, and it won't cover everything. Pain, relief. And if somebody gets relief, they can stop their medication for a while, but take it until it does relieve pain. And I just I think there is so much hypocrisy in this administration. It's just unbelievable. It's okay to torture some people and then say everybody else has to live. Anyway, I know I'm not very don't explain myself well, but...
Well, you're doing a good job as far as I can see.
Okay, I had a sister 15 years ago that suffered with terminal cancer for several years. And years before that, my mother died in excruciating pain. Same diagnosis, bowel cancer. And then a third sister 13 years ago. And the difference between my mother and my oldest sister was dramatic in that when she reached that limit, she was given a dose every few minutes of her medication to try and relieve the pain, knowing that she could die, and she chose that. I know it was hard on the family, but it was a decision gotten by the family and them and her. It was not the government saying, you can't do this. Hospice, I see a lot of positives there with helping people. But I know also that it doesn't cover everybody because everybody isn't in pain. But I don't think the government has any right to stand in the way. Their decisions are so crappy anymore anyway.
I agree.
Okay.
Nan, thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
the call.
Thanks for being on the air.
Sure. Okay. You bet. All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Actually, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, good morning. You're on.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul. What do you think?
Well, the right to die should be a national law. Everybody should have that right to choose. I had a daughter who about 6 years ago was suffering from clinical depression and some schizophrenia characteristics. And she tried and tried and tried, but, she was in a darkness that none of us can understand. She ended up taking her life, and that's suicide, but still, that was her right. I mean, until we walk in someone's shoes a mile or whatever that is, we don't understand what it's like when someone's terminally ill and they're about to die and they're suffering. See, the problem between being religious and being spiritual, what I've determined is that people who decide to be spiritual people, they know how to use common sense and just use their minds well. People in religion, and I know I'm being speaking generally here, though. I was a Catholic and I was a Lutheran. Is that they start listening to dogma and laws, and they take in as a Catholic and as a Lutheran, a lot of people feel that since Jesus suffered on the cross and he could suffer the way he suffered until he died, then that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to suffer with our illness until we die. Well, that's ridiculous in my mind anymore.
It's definitely ridiculous.
It really is. And so the thing that we have to keep in mind is that God understands all our decisions and forgives us for what we do, if forgiveness is necessary. So I know I'm bringing in, you know, some religion and spirituality here, but this is one issue that I don't think can be separated out because it is such a deep spiritual thing for people to make this kind of decision to end their life.
All right, Paul. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Jay, thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it. 8:29, 29 minutes after 8, we're talking about the high court clashing with Oregon over the federal government actually clashing with Oregon over assisted to death and whether you ought to be able to have it. This is this case started out with former Attorney General Ashcroft. So at one time, this was considered Ashcroft versus Oregon, but it's changed now to Gonzalez versus Oregon. John Roberts kind of singled that he would back the administration's position that physician-assisted death or assisted death is wrong. And boy, you know, this dovetails back to what we were talking about yesterday and what we've been talking about on and off all week because of the Harriet Myers nomination, about how much the government should be involved in decisions like this, particularly with a woman's right to choose or a woman's, choice or anti-choice. 303-713-7600, one line open at AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, Jay, we are seeing some snags for your ride this morning. If you're headed to Boulder, now of an accident westbound on the Turnpike. It's right near Church Ranch. Off to the shoulder, expect a little bit of curiosity slowing with that. And Littleton, crews are busy with the crash. It's sitting in the median at C-470 at Quebec, so that's slowing down both directions because of curiosity also. And eastbound I-70 stacks up on your approach to Pecos. That's because of an earlier accident right there, but it's now gone. Boulder Street's loaded up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and things are busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont. Checking the forecast, going to be a sunny one today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, chilly, 37 degrees. Applejack's Wine and Spirits is having an outrageous sale featuring over 200 top wines for under $10, over 250 top-selling wines under $15, and over 300 top-selling wines under $20. Come in and see why Applejack is number one and save on wines from great wineries and vineyards from around the world. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
SOV, it's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about the current case in front of the Supreme Court, the current high-profile case about assisted to death. Whether you believe that the government, as the Bush administration believes, should be able to get into your life and make that decision for you, or whether you have the right to make that decision. And what I was trying to say earlier is this also ties in with the whole idea of pro-choice, anti-choice, and the idea that, you know, whether you believe that the federal government should be able to have the right to tell you or tell, you know, anybody what they should do with their own bodies as far as health care goes. You know, if I were in a situation where I were terminally ill and if I said to Mary, I want to end my life because I can't stand the suffering, I don't want, you know, the Justice Department busting into my hospital room or whatever it is and waving the law at me, telling me I can't do that. I don't understand in any way, shape, or form why it is that this administration can't see that. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay, my aunt passed away a couple years ago because of terminal cancer. She had infectious cancer. And one of your previous callers said, well, that's still not a choice because they could find a cure the next day. But when a lot of times when someone's terminally ill to that point, even if they found a cure, their bodies are so ravaged they wouldn't survive anyway.
Right.
And one thing that people need to realize is, especially the right-wingers out there, look at 9/11. Look at those people that jumped out of the building because there was the building was burning and they knew they would either burn to death or jump. This is no different. There's an imminent death coming. You choose to die more peacefully or more painfully. That's all it is.
Yeah, but they don't want, you know, the administration doesn't want you to have that choice.
But if they had looked at the people of 9/11 that chose to jump, they probably would think that that was fine. I would imagine that they would be like, yeah, they made a decision that they had to make in that situation.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if you can actually make the decision if you haven't had a loved one that's gone through this before.
Right.
You know, I mean, I would question John Roberts on that. You know, that's why kind of in a way I don't think it's out of bounds for the Senate to ask Harriet Myers about her religion and how much does her religious conviction taint her views.
I think that if someone's going to sit on our court and they're going to make decisions based on their beliefs, those are going to be affected by that religion, and we need to know that.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Thank you, Jamie. Great call. Call again.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a point. You know, there's a couple of them. When you have a, I mean, this is nothing to do with humanity, I suppose. Well, actually, if you use the word itself, it is. But, you know, when you got a sick dog or something, I actually had to put a dog down recently, within a couple months ago. And, I mean, that was because he was suffering. He couldn't breathe very well. And if you take another point, too, when the Pope was going through all his problems, granted, he didn't want an assisted suicide, but he didn't want help. And they granted him that wish. Why should that be any different than some guy who's terminally ill that's already been predetermined that he is going to die? There's nothing they can do for him. Why they can't do anything to say, you know what, you're right, let's go ahead and do this. I mean, it's the humane thing to do when you have a dog or cat or any type of animal, if they're suffering, to go ahead and do this for them. But it's not okay to, you know, you can let some guy... I mean, it's the thing that really bothers me, if you take a deep look at this, is if there's somebody, you know, maybe they were a huge figure in a community at one time, and now they're breathing through a tube, or eating through a tube, breathing off of oxygen, and all of a sudden they're totally incapacitated where they can't do anything, let alone even eat, that they can't make a decision for themselves to, you know, in their lives. And I just think it's complete BS that the government can even consider having a say in what someone can do with their own lives.
Well, you know, the point you brought up about the Pope is pretty interesting. You're right. He didn't want any more medical help. He wanted to turn down medical help. What's the difference between that and asking you know, this is something to focus in on. What's the difference between that and asking a doctor to assist you in taking your own life because you're suffering?
Yeah, I mean, they granted him that wish. I mean, granted, he is a huge figure in the world. I mean, worldwide. Everybody knows who the Pope is. But some guy, you know, like I said, maybe this guy is so important to his family or to his community at one time that, you know, and now he, you know, if anybody saw him, they'd probably turn their head and go, oh, my God, that's pretty sad and that's sick. As opposed to respecting his wishes and letting that be granted.
I've asked this over the last couple of days. I'd love to have a conservative caller call in and just tell me why it is that they believe that the federal government has the right to not only tell you that you can't have physician-assisted suicide for a terminal patient, but that a woman cannot choose to do what she has to do medically with her body vis-a-vis the idea of abortion. And I know that what they would say is, well, because life begins at conception and life is sacred and blah, blah, blah. But you know something? Do they really want the federal government involved? Do they want the federal government in their hospital room? I don't think they would go for that, would they?
No, I don't think they would. I mean, personally, you know, I'm pro-life and pro-choice. I mean, I guess that's an oxymoron, but at the same time, it's not. I'm a male, obviously, and I don't have any say in what a woman does with her body. You know, if they're going to go as far as to say what you can or cannot do with your body, why don't they just go ahead and outlaw tattoos, too? I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Have the government involved. I mean, you're laying in the hospital, man, and you are suffering, and you are dying, and there is no way to save you, and you turn to your doctor or to your, you know, your wife or your husband or... your sister or your brother or some member of your family, and you say, look, I can't go on. I can't take this anymore. I want to die. There's no way I'm going to be able to live. When you know, who's going to advocate for the government breaking down the hospital door and saying, you know, no, you can't do that?
I don't agree with it at all. Not one bit.
No, me neither. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
And that's what these people are all about. You know, it strikes me that these people are all about control. They not only want to have control. You know what it is? They get into power, and it's all about power and control. It's not about what's doing the best for the country or the best for somebody and their life and their family. And they make all of this crap. You know, they make all this BS about how it's religion, it's good, the goodness. Life begins at conception. And, God has the right to take a life and blah, blah, blah. And they get into all this stuff. But you know what it is, what it really is? It's about you have to believe as they believe, and it's about them controlling your life. That's what it's about. It's about them controlling your life. So instead of being busy out there fighting poverty, which has been growing over the last couple of years, instead of coming up with a decent and workable health care system so that the 45 million people who are not covered in this society get some kind of health care, you know something? They're too busy out there saying, no, you can't do this, and they want to get into your life. Let's go to Keith and Brush. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, I listen to you every day, and I'm a conservative, and I listen to you just because it just, you get under my skin, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I agree with you on this, but let me take it one step further.
Okay.
If you're going to keep them out of our life, if we're going to keep the government out of our lives, which I totally agree with, I'm sick of it, get them clear out. Look at seatbelt laws. Why do we have to wear a seatbelt? They're trying to keep more people alive. I mean, you can go to every, you can go clear out there, and that's just every degree of our life they have to have some sort of control over. And I don't think it's just this administration. I think it stems back 20, 30, 40 years maybe.
Well, I don't totally. You see, you're right. We're not going to totally agree on this. I mean, I can bring up a good reason for having seatbelt laws, because seatbelt laws save lives, and seatbelt laws save people from having injury. And when you have injury, when you have injury, and you go through that, then what you end up doing is you end up adversely affecting others through driving up the cost of health care and liability. I mean, you could make, you know, I mean, you can definitely make that case. And that's a far different case from somebody who's laying in a hospital bed and is terminally ill with cancer eating up their body.
Right, but it's a choice that I want to make.
But it's a choice that you make that impacts the rest of society.
Okay.
How does taking your own life impact the rest of society? I don't think it does.
Okay, but let's take it then to the other side, and let's say that there's somebody in there in the cancer ward that doesn't have insurance. How is that impacting my life? If they don't have cancer, if they don't have insurance, should we just let them die?
No, I don't think so at all. Because that's a sign of an inhumane society. Of course we shouldn't allow them to simply die. But if they're terminal and they turn to you and say, look, I don't want to suffer anymore, I want to die, then why not help them?
Right, but it's affecting me.
No, how does that affect you? How does that affect you when they decide to take their own life, when they decide because they are suffering and because they are terminal and because they know they're not going to get any better and because the pain is excruciating, how does that affect you directly?
That does not affect me.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, we're talking about the idea. I mean, you have to go 35 miles an hour on some streets and 65 miles an hour on some interstates for a reason, you know, to protect others and as well as protecting yourself.
Right, but the flip side of that does affect me when people don't have the insurance, and I don't have insurance. If I had cancer, it would be affecting you. Would you be all right with that?
Yeah, I'd pay for your health care. I most certainly would, because I think it's the humanitarian thing to do, and I think it separates us from countries that are not humanitarian. And I don't think that health care should be predicated on based on the class. I think it should. I think health care should be based on and predicated on the idea that people should have the right to decent health care in an industrialized society. Yeah, and I would hope that you would think the same thing for me. But I certainly wouldn't stop you from, if you wanted to take your own life, I wouldn't stop you.
Well, okay, and I can hear the music coming, but I just don't agree with, I agree that you should be able to take your own life. I guess I'll leave it at that.
All right, pal, appreciate it. Call me again.
Okay.
All right. 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got a couple of lines open now. 303-713-7600. We're talking 7600. We're talking about assisted death here. And the high court getting into it and hearing this Oregon law and whether you should be able to make a decision about your terminally ill, what's going to happen with you and your life and your family, or do you want the government to get in and make that decision for you? 8:45, well, actually now it's 8:40.
Sports in Mexico. Book your next flight at frontierairlines.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes.
In Colorado. And they have the worry-free protection program for every vehicle, for every pre-owned vehicle, from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They'll also show you Carfax, where you can see where the car's been and if any major work's been done on it. You'll know through Carfax Carfax. A lot of dealers either don't offer that or, you know something, they'll charge you to see it. Rockies will give it to you absolutely free. So get out there and see my friends at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and ask for Colby, ask for Roger, ask for Ruben, ask for just ask any of the gang out there. Fred Labrato, go out there and ask for Fred. I mean, they're all great people. Jim Monroe, Marilyn's brother. Get out there to Rockies. They're located at the corner.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8300. 343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
We need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us with.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll move to open phones after 9 o'clock. High today, 56. This cloudiness that you see out there, well, it's cloudy here in Boulder. But that cloudiness is supposed to burn off, and the high today around 56. And, man, it was about 40 degrees when I went to work this morning. And somebody did call up and ask me if I'd wore a jacket, because the morning before last I didn't wear one, and this morning I wore one. And I'm one of these people, man, I don't know. A lot of people, you know, love the change of seasons, and I do love the change of seasons because it looks so good, but I'll tell you something. I'm also a person who wants to hang on to summer to the very, very last grasp. That's why I always hated that my birthday fell in September. I always wanted my birthday to be during the summer, but it's not during the summer. Okay, let's get back to this whole assisted death topic, and then we'll go to open phones at 9 o'clock. Let me go to Jane in Westminster. Jane, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Hi, Jane.
What I wanted to say is, when Christ was suffering on the cross, you know, to pay for our sin and to redeem us, when it was finally enough, he got to say, "It's finished."
I never thought about that.
Well, and then my second point is, my only fear about the doctor-assisted suicide is people have been referring to the cost of medical expense, and I think a lot of us realize that when you are in a hospital and mounting bills, it typically can, you know, wipe you out financially. And so I would hope that there would be some protection against relatives that were maybe pushing you or obligating you to commit suicide just, you know, to save money or to keep them from bankruptcy.
Well, I think that's a really good point, too. You know, if we got a workable health care system in this country, if we got a workable, equitable health care system in this country, because I mentioned it the other morning, we pay more than virtually any other Western industrialized nation to a system that is not very, very good. And everybody has got problems with health care, and it is expensive. Do you know, I'm trying to think now how long ago, maybe about 2 years ago, I had a problem with my neck, and I had a bone spur that it was pushing my esophagus in the form of a U, and I had some ruptured discs in my neck. And, you know, it was just this pain that just came on all of a sudden, right? I mean, you know, I just stretched one day, and all of a sudden it came on, and it kept getting worse, and it kept getting worse. Kind of the funny thing about this is the doctor gave me OxyContin to take.
Okay.
You know, Limbaugh. You people, I can't. Let me tell you something. It made me so sick that I had to go to the hospital and that they couldn't do anything to me for 5 days because I had become so sick on that OxyContin. So how Limbaugh took that stuff every single day is beyond me. But the point, the reason I bring up all this is because the hospital bill, and thank God I had insurance, but the hospital bill was astronomical, and that's for 5 days.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't imagine if you had to sit in the hospital, say, for 3 months, how much that would cost.
I have no idea. I know it's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, and it was to the point where I went home a day early because my insurance company wanted to kick me out, and I just said, you know what, I can just go home and recoup at home. I don't want to stay in the hospital, and I don't want to have to fight this. But if we had a workable health care system in this country, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in this position. And I'll tell you something, maybe I ought to have a show here in the future on somebody to talk about the health care question so we can have a discussion about that. Because I think you're right, this ties in to this assisted death, of having a family member pressure you because they see you financially slipping away.
I think it's a real concern. You know, now Oregon is kind of progressive. This isn't the first time they've entered this discussion. Many years ago, you know, when the Clintons were pushing for health care reform,
right.
Oregon was actually involved in something where they were prioritizing different health things that they would cover under Medicaid. So they, for instance, they were saying like the brainstem baby.
Right.
You know, okay, they would not have covered that. So, I mean, they were trying to get health care. They were rationing health care dollars, you know, with what they had to the most fixable treatments. So, anyway, Oregon's out there trying all the time.
Well, this is one of the things. This is one of the things I hope that the Democrats bring up in 06 and 08 is a workable health care plan for this country.
I'm willing to hear that, certainly. I was in the health care industry. I worked for an insurance company. So I did get a chance to see some of that, and I really followed the Jackson Hole group.
Right.
Tom Levin, which is the CEO of Blue Cross at that time, was involved with that. And as far as blocking, you know, they were really not too interested in having health care come through as a national one-payer system.
Yeah, we should definitely force them into making that change. Hey, thank you. What a great call. Hope you'll call me again.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good day to you.
Hey, Noah. What do you think?
Life is complicated, but, you know, that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
I just want to bring up something that I think is of profound importance, and it hasn't really gotten too much media coverage, and I just wonder why. A little while back, Antonin Scalia came out with a book that turned into the rally cry for the people that, you know, said we're talking about the strict constructionist method of the Supreme Court. And there was nobody really on the other side to rebut it or to give a clue as to why that strict constructionist problem was not really a good thing for America. And I just actually picked up a book by Justice Stephen Breyer. It just came out this month, so it's brand new. I encourage everybody out there to go and buy it. The book is entitled Active Liberty by Justice Stephen Breyer, and it goes into almost a rebuttal of everything that Scalia was saying. And one of the points that Justice Breyer brings up is that to strictly construct the Constitution is to strangle democracy in a way. The people in general and our society grows. At
okay.
one point in time...
I got to cut you off because I'm out of time, but the book is Stephen Breyer. What's the book called? He's the author. What's the book called again?
Active Liberty.
All right, man. It's on my reading list, and I'll order it today.
Right.
I appreciate your call. Thank you, Noah. I didn't mean to dump you out so soon, but we got to get some news here. All right, coming up at 9, after 9 o'clock, it's open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you here today.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction. Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. President Bush has delivered what was billed as a major speech on the war on terror and Iraq. Let's go live to the White House, where correspondent Peter Mayer has details.
Seeking support for his war policy, the president has a new warning about the goals of terrorists.
We're facing a radical ideology with inalterable objectives to enslave whole nations and intimidate the world.
Mr. Bush rejects calls to withdraw from Iraq.
There is no peace without victory. We will keep our nerve, and we will win that victory.
But the president is preparing the public for more casualties, saying the struggle will require more sacrifice. Mr. Bush's stepped-up defense of his policies comes as public opinion polls show declining support for the strategy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The White House says the president's going to urge manufacturers to develop methods for mass-producing vaccines effective against the avian flu virus. On the CBS Early Show, Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt reiterated the burgeoning concerns of many scientists.
There will be a pandemic at some point. We've had three in this century.
Avian or bird flu has forced destruction of tens of millions of birds and has killed more than 60 people in Asian nations in just 2 years, but does not yet seem to have mutated to a form that can be transmitted human to human. Pharmaceutical giant Merck & Company says the first major trials with its experimental cervical cancer vaccine Gardasil were very encouraging. Half of the more than 10,000 sexually active women in the study got the drug. The other half got dummy shots, but not one of those who got it got the drug developed the disease, says CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Emily Sine.
Around the world, cervical cancer is a major killer of women, so obviously this is incredibly good news for many developing countries that do not have access to routine screening for cervical cancer, which most women in this country do, through the Pap smear.
A Marine veteran, Leandro Aragoncillo, who became an intelligence analyst last year, has been charged with passing classified information about Filipino leaders to current and former officials of that country. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant tells us.
The case now focuses on the White House, where Aragoncillo had both access and security clearance. He worked in the office of the vice president from 1999 till 2001 under both Dick Cheney and Al Gore.
Aragoncillo is a naturalized U.S. citizen born in the Philippines. He had a top secret clearance. A wildfire burning east of Los Angeles that's only 20% contained has grown to more than 6,000 acres. And KCBS-TV reporter Jennifer Davis says local residents are being told to be ready to get out fast.
In a situation like this, things change so quickly that the best thing to do is to be ready. Have your car packed. Have it pointed in the right direction of your escape route, and have your keys in your pocket.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials ahead more than 30 points. This is CBS News.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes, and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to Progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are, all the
away from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's number NASD NSIPC.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Still seeing a couple of problems for your ride. Have an accident working. It's a car and a semi. Northbound I-25 just before the ramp to Evans. Now the tow truck is on scene, so that's tying up the right lane, and so expect some jamming and delays in the area. In Littleton, crews have cleared a crash in the median on C-470 at Quebec. Still slow in both directions on your approach. Ends up on 225. Jamming up just a little bit if you're headed into the tech center. Now Boulder Street's looking real good on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike back up to speed, both north or east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 50s. Right now, we're at 38 degrees. Wells Fargo customers save over 32% every day at over 100 great restaurants and more. Yeah, save 32% at over 100 great restaurants like Abel's and Bronze with dining dollar certificates. View selections, details, and order online at wellsfargolink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 56. Should be a nice day for golf if this cloudy weather will burn off. John Turk preparing to announce here later in the week that he's going to turn pro. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about. Bush has given a major speech. He billed as a major speech on Iraq in front of the National Endowment for Democracy. Nothing like, going in front of a hand-picked audience again. Saying basically that we will stay the course in Iraq. I love when he says we. Because who's we? It's not him. It's not even his daughters. It's us. It's our kids. Basically, they're going to have to be there. That's basically what he's talking about. And I remember when I was a draft age, and I remember going through the whole Vietnam thing. It used to anger me when LBJ would say that. About how we're going to stay the course. Well, you know what? It's not you. It's me. All right, anything you want to talk about this morning is up for grabs in this hour. Now, tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to Anna, who's been hanging on in Colorado Springs. Anna, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I had something I wanted to add to your discussion about assisted death.
Sure.
And I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but it seems to me that in the name of personal liberties, we are given many choices about the quality of our lives. We're allowed to smoke, even though smoking is bad for us and may shorten our lives by a number of years.
I've never understood why smoking is legal.
Exactly. You know, we know it's bad for us. We know it kills people. But we're allowed to do it because we believe in personal liberty and right to choose. If your doctor prescribes you a medication for high blood pressure, there's no law that says you have to take it. You are allowed to get elective surgery to fix your nose, even though you're putting yourself at risk when you go under the knife. So it seems kind of silly and hypocritical to me that you're allowed to make a lot of bad decisions about the quality of your life, but when it comes to ending your life, when you know that your life is ending anyway, that you're not allowed to make any decisions about that. So I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but I thought I'd just...
Yeah, I think what you're saying is excellent. I mean, I think it's very, very true. We are allowed
Either we need to allow people to make the decisions about the quality of their life, or we have to be mommy, or, you know, the nanny government that tells everybody, no, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to bungee jump, it's too dangerous. no, you must take your medicines, the doctor said so, and that's ridiculous to go to that extreme. So in that, it seems to me that we've got to allow people to make decisions about their own bodies.
Well, in this society, you know, we warn and we lecture about at-risk behavior, mm-hmm. Hoping that people will see that and will, you know, in, you know, to try to quit smoking, stop speeding, don't drink and drive, do all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
But you're right, when it comes to the ending life, we're not allowed to make any kind of a choice.
We're not allowed to make any sort of decision, and I just think that's silly.
You know what? I do, too. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I've never been able to understand why we couldn't do that. I mean, you know, you can engage in it. What are we going to have the government saying? You can't engage in at-risk behavior? Well, you know, they kind of counsel that you shouldn't. But what are we going to do, forbid people from doing all of these things? Now, you could make a case about smoking, that smoking, particularly people who are indigent, you can make a case that smoking costs the taxpayers money if those people get lung cancer. But then you don't want to turn back around and you don't want to say to them, well, okay, you know, you smoked a pack and a half of Camels every day. You got lung cancer. Too bad. You deserve it. Suffer them. You got to try to do everything within your power to help them live. Let's go to Dave in Broomfield. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
Hey, great show, by the way. I don't always agree with you, but I love the dialogue that you spark here.
Well, thanks.
Fantastic. I'm a registered libertarian. I vote Democratic in major elections because I don't want the Nader situation to happen, a third party really screwing us up for 8 years. But I had a few things. I lived in Oregon and voted for the assisted suicide bill when it went through. I thought it was well-crafted, well-thought-out. It had protections in there so that it wouldn't be a situation, myself being a Jew, I'm always afraid of giving any authority to end someone's life. Because you just don't know what's going to be done behind closed doors.
Right.
But I thought it was very well drafted, and I thought all the protections were there to make sure that the backroom murders didn't happen. That honestly, if somebody wanted to end their life because they were suffering from some horrible, horrible illness and in pain, that it involved, I believe, at a minimum two doctors to sign off on it, and they had to give testimony as to why they wanted to end their lives. So it wasn't something that just happened on a Friday and you were gone Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds like some pretty logical safeguards to me.
Yeah, and I don't want to change the subject here, but you had a guy that called yesterday, and boy did I try to get through because he just got my blood going. He said he was a Democrat.
Right.
Then he started talking about the gay issue and talked about homosexual thoughts that he had.
Oh yeah, right, I remember.
Oh my gosh, if you're listening, you need to step out of legislating other people's lives. People don't choose to be gay. With what happens to homosexuals in this society, why would anybody choose that?
Yeah, I asked that same question. And by the way, you're not changing the subject. It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, I just want to say to that gentleman, you sound troubled and you sound confused as a very confident straight man here. I would tell you that maybe why you're so threatened by somebody being gay is because you might be yourself.
Yeah.
And there is nothing wrong with that. If you believe in God, then God made this people the way they are. You know, I'm left-handed. I didn't choose to be left-handed. All of a sudden, I started picking up a pen and writing with my left hand. That's just the way it is. You know, so these are things that were created inside of us. There are other things that are personal choices that the religious right wants to legislate.
Right.
And there's a difference. We can fight them on legislating personal choices, but I think we need to change the argument that being homosexual is not a choice. If you believe in God, God created them, and Rove had it right. He knew how to steal our core Democratic voters.
Yeah.
By turning this issue. You people say they're Democrats and they believe in personal freedoms, and as soon as you bring up this, the homosexualization of America, you're going to gay out our children, it scares the ignorant people in this country, and they vote Republican, and we need to change that.
Yeah, we got to find it. We have to find an effective way to fight back.
Yeah, we do.
We really do, and hopefully you know, by the time the 08 election rolls around, we will have figured that out.
Well, we need to focus on that, because if that gentleman could call up yesterday and still have those beliefs and still say that his all his relatives in the southern states, they call themselves Democrats, but as soon as they hear the gay scare tactic, they vote Republican. We need to start talking about that now. There is no difference between attacking someone for being gay as attacking someone who was in an interracial relationship 50 years ago.
Right.
It's the ideology of society that says that is bad or that is acceptable. And 50 years ago, they were killing African Americans for even looking at a white woman.
Yep. Emmett Till.
And we're beating up homosexuals for holding hands with the person they love. We need to change the perception. You cannot legislate that.
I agree
100%. I'll leave it there.
Hey, you know what? Great call. Call me again.
Thanks.
All right. He's right about that, too. He's definitely right about that. Let's go to Jeff in Aurora. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
Oh, man. I was listening to your show, and I listen to it quite often, and the question that came up about assisted suicide, I got to tell you, I think the government should stay out of that. The government really should stay out of that. I think a person should have a right to decide when it's time for them to go if they're terminally ill. And also, you made a suggestion that maybe you would talk about health care. And let me tell you, Jay, I'm a health care professional. If the people of Colorado really knew what was going on in the health care system and how dangerous it is, because insurance companies make decisions every single day.
Oh, that's right. They do. You're right. Instead of the doctors, you're absolutely right about that.
That is right, Jay. And I'd love for you to have a show where you invite healthcare professionals to come on and talk about some of the things that we have to deal with every single day. I mean, just as an example, if you had somebody, Jay, at 3 o'clock in the morning who had appendicitis and their surgeon called me to come out and help him to remove that patient's appendix. After the fact, I would get a letter from the insurance company saying, claim denied. A surgical assistant was not medically necessary. This is a decision that's made by the insurance company.
Right.
So what happens is the next time around when I get that same call, Jay, I can't help you. I can't go. So I would love to have you do a show on this subject, and you'd be surprised how many people will call you and tell you of the experiences that they've had with this system.
You know, it happened when I was talking about that hospital stay. It happened to me after I'd been in there 5 days. The insurance company wanted me out of the hospital.
Well,
now, it just so happens that I said, you know, all right, fine, I don't want to stay here anyway. But, you know, they ordered me out, and I was in pain, but I left and went home anyway.
The thing is, Jay, is they don't care.
That's right. They don't give a damn. You're absolutely right about that. And you know something? They're into legislators' pockets very, very heavily.
Jay, I've been to the insurance commissioner's office. I've been to a state senator's office. I've met with network managers. I don't know how these insurance companies do it. I work with surgeons every single day. Do you know that the insurance companies decide how much a surgeon is going to make after 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 5 years of residency? It's terrible the way these people are treated. I watch it every single day, Jay.
Yeah, it is. It is terrible. We will do a show on health, I promise you. Jeff, thank you, man.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Jay.
Yeah, you too. All right, yeah, we'll put together a show on health care here. We'll do that pretty soon. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open, and it's open phones. We're talking.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
It's
it's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
And a tradition in Colorado. Who's been a Colorado icon for over 30 years? Well, if you guessed Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza, you guessed absolutely right. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings piled high just like the Colorado Rockies, featuring the finest and freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses. And tell you, where else can you order a pizza by the pound? And they've got a limited time offer that's going on that can't be beat. Check this out. For limited time only, Bojo's is offering their famous lunch buffet for dinner. Check out this incredible offer. For an amazing low price of only $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies in addition to eating as much pizza as you like. This great offer includes soup and a salad bar, that rockin' salad bar, and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. And listen up, if you've got a family, children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. Now, this is a limited-time special, and it's good only Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening. So stop by the Bojo's nearest you. There's a Bojo's located in Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University, Denver at South Colorado Boulevard and Yale, and in Arvada at 78th and Wadsworth.
Home energy savings. Call Thermal Advantage today at 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, Bob Dylan.
Tricks
Did you see that American Masters thing on Bob Dylan, that special on the Bob Dylan? It was absolutely great. 922, 22 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and a high of around 56 today, 303-713-7600. I love Bob Dylan. That American Masters show on PBS was absolutely dynamite, directed by Martin Scorsese, with all those interviews of Bob Dylan and all the early footage of Dylan. What other Dylan songs do you have in there, Turk? Really?
Too many to name here.
I love that song, and I can't think of the name of it now. When it's raining and you're stuck in Juarez, too? No, it's not Stuck Inside of Memphis with the Mobile Blues again. I can't remember the name of the song. Read off some of those titles.
All right, Jay, we got a hard rain's going to fall, shelter from... I can't read these whole things here. Let me make some more room here. This thing is kind of messing me up, Jay. When I'm playing audio, I can't mess with my file, but I will find what you want, okay? In the next commercial break, we'll find it.
When you're stuck in Juarez, it's the summertime, too. Oh, man, Dylan rocks.
You sound just like him, Jay.
How about you don't know what's happening, do you, Mr. Jones? Do you have that? Okay, look for it. Corky, Fort Collins. Corky, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hello, Corky.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Corky, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good, Jay. I just was going to say I'm upset with George Bush. I just can't think of anything that I ever thought that he ever did was right. You know, he's supposed to be the president of all the people, not just of the elite few, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I really think the guy's the worst thing to happen to this country since the American Civil War back in the 1860s, you know.
He's certainly the most secretive president and one of the worst presidents since Richard Nixon.
Oh, he's got to be, Jay. I've never heard of such underhanded stuff, changing all the rules. If they want to do something, to change the rules to fit, you know. And, hey, I've got a thought for you, and this probably wouldn't happen, but he was John Bolton, this guy that he put in there in the U.N.
Right.
Bush, it was a week or so ago, heard on your program that... I think Randy was talking that he was trying to bully the rest of the world into attacking Iran. And I've got a thought, Jay, what if the rest of the world at the time, if Bush keeps this stuff up, if they get the idea that he's not the solution, he's the problem, and we got foreign armies coming in here to remove him, you know? You know what I mean? And,
well, Bush is going to have to face that whole thing with him again because he's only a recess appointment, and I don't know if that's true that he was trying to bully the rest of the world into attacking Iran. I think what he was trying to get the rest of the world to do is to pass sanctions against them for their nuclear program. I don't think he was talking about armed intervention.
Oh, okay.
There's no question about it. I mean, Bolton is very hates the U.N. He's very undiplomatic. He was a poor choice. And one of the reasons why Bush put him in there as a recess appointment is because I think Bush realized that he couldn't get the votes.
I see.
To confirm the guy.
I see. Well,
that recess appointment runs out at some point.
I see. Well, I don't know, but he put that horse trader, horse dealer, whoever, in the head of FEMA, and I got a neighbor that's got a Labrador Retriever. I think he's got better judgment than George Bush. I mean, you know.
He seems to make all of the wrong moves, man. There's no doubt about that. I don't think he... There's definitely something wrong with him, and there's something wrong with his administration. I mean, they promised us a whole lot that they were going to clean things up, that they were going to quote unquote be in charge, and it looks things just are a mess in this day and age.
Well, he talked about being unite people. I never seen anybody that's, you know, if you want to destroy, you divide and destroy is what I was always taught, you know, and that sort of thing. But I'd never seen such a divisive president in my life. I mean, you know. He divides everything. I mean, it's just hard to figure where they're coming from. But
where they're coming from is the assumption of power. That's basically what they're interested in. They're not interested in democracy. They're not interested in what's best for the country. They're interested in getting power and accumulating it.
Well, that's right. And so, what somebody said a while ago, you were talking about this religious right. Now, once they bring that in, my people fall for this stuff, you know, and I think that's wrong too. So I'm just upset with the whole mess.
I'm on your side, man. I'm with you. Corky, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, that's why Mary and I just contributed to the Democratic Congressional campaign. We just sent off some money to them. See, I'll just do without. I don't care. It's 9:26. Actually, it's 9:27. Let's go to Suzanne in Longmont. Suzanne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Suzanne.
I guess I'm just going to bring up the pro-life, pro-choice issue again.
Sure, go ahead.
I've always been very passionate about being pro-choice, and when I was in college, I had to do a lot of research on, you know, pro-choice, pro-life, and all that. I've done papers on it, and you know what angers me the most, I guess, is these religious people and the Bush administration or whomever. They're so quick to say, oh, save a life, save a life. It's just like that nightmare and that fiasco with Terri Schiavo. Oh, my gosh. That was, anyway, where are these people when the babies are born? You never hear from them once the babies are born. They're so quick to say, oh, save a life, abortion is murder, it's this, that. But yet, you never hear from them again once the babies are born, and then they go into welfare and there's child abuse. Or, you know, a baby is dumped in a dumpster somewhere. It's disgraceful. And, you know, it's just frustrating for me.
Because they want the market forces to be able to figure everything out. They think that once you're born and once you've been raised, that therefore you're
right.
Left to the market forces. And, you know, there's a large underclass in this country, and we have poverty. And
right.
These people have absolutely no plans on how to deal
right.
with it.
They don't care less. All they care about, it's like when George Bush got elected and reelected, he played the gay marriage and the pro-life card, and he won, which is unfortunate, or maybe he didn't win, and Gore actually did. But anyway.
Well, I think Gore actually won the election in 2000.
I agree.
The Supreme Court gave him the victory.
Yeah, I agree on that one. But, you know, and it's just frustrating because even when I was in, I graduated from CSU, and even when I was at school, I forget what they're called, but they tour the country to all the different campuses and wherever, and they, these obnoxious displays of so-called abortions, which they're actually inaccurate photos because I'm a graphic designer, and a lot of them are just manipulated in Photoshop. And they, but nevertheless, they still display these obnoxious images. Oh, I forget what this group is called. You probably know who I'm talking about. They go all over, and they have these huge billboard displays.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of their names.
Yeah, it's something life or something for life anyway, but... And I approached them and said, you know, your photos are very inaccurate. They're showing basically full-term babies being through an abortion. I thought that's inaccurate because I have a girlfriend that's an OBGYN, and she was like, her trimester, they're like tadpoles. I mean, they're just tiny, and they're showing these actual babies. And I thought, you know, that's just inaccurate. And it's just false. They're going throughout the country and feeding on these people thinking this is what's happening to babies. Not, and, you know.
I know it is. You know, they misrepresent a lot of things.
Exactly.
But the worst point is that they want the government to control and to limit your right to choose. That's the problem.
And it's scary. It really is scary because I have a five-year-old daughter, and I think, gosh, you know, what happens when she's old enough and, God forbid, she gets pregnant at 16 years old? Well, I don't want to be a grandmother with the daughter that's 16 years old or something like that. And so that scares me is for her future.
No, I know it. We just got to battle them as best we can, and we've just got to come away with some formulation. I think that the philosophy of, you know, abortions have gone up to since George Bush took office. But I think that the strategy of legal, safe, but rare is the way to go. I think that's the way to talk about it. That nobody wants an abortion, but if it's a medical necessity, then it ought to be a woman's right to choose on it. Thanks, Suzanne. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll catch a spot of progressive traffic with Bailey and then be back for more of your calls. One line open at 303-713-7600. Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing a little bit of bunching in both directions of I-25 as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Have a crash working on I-270 that's right around Quebec and southbound 225, jamming a bit for the ride into the tech center. Now Boulder Street looking real good on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike back up to speed, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now looking at the forecast today, sunny skies, but things are a little cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 40 degrees. Wells Fargo customers save over 32% every day at over 100 great restaurants and more. Yeah, save 32% at over 100 great restaurants like Abel's and Bronze with dining dollar certificates. View selections, details, and order online at wellsfargolink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, got some great cars. I mean, they have got some great cars. They are the home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. The producer of this show, the one and only John Turk, bought an automobile yesterday with his lovely wife, Stacy, out at Rockies. And their vehicle is covered by the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And you bet they used a matching down incentive, which is going on up to $1,500. So they had money to put down on that car using that matching down. And I'll tell you what, you just can't beat the automobiles at Rockies. You can't beat the people working there, too, like Ruben, who was there to help us out. And Colby, my friend Colby in the Tower of Power. And Roger and the Ali brothers and the Mays brothers and Marvin Al Shearer. I mean, they're all really, really great people. So get on out to Rockies and get the deal of a lifetime. We're going on right now with their matching down incentive. Rockies open Monday through Saturday.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Hockey's back, and Molson is celebrating like only they can. Click here now to find out how. Who will be the lucky winner in the Molson Money Machine? One lucky person will win the ultimate Avalanche experience at Pepsi Center. Collect Molson twin labels at these bars and enter for your chance to win Avalanche tickets, Molson hockey bags, Molson hockey shirts, Molson hockey mask neons, and the grand prize, the ultimate Avalanche experience. Two tickets to see the Avs play Vancouver, watch the pregame from the penalty box, and the winner will ride the Zamboni during the game. Click here now to see when Molson.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3. 3 Denver.
And the reason they are against this may be simply because the longer you prolong an old person's life or a person who's terminally ill, the more money you can make.
Well, it's more money for the medical-industrial complex. That's very, very true.
Yes,
you think they're that cynical?
Yes. Every single thing they do is predicated on money.
Wow.
And I have another comment. There's no conservative movement in this country. Look at it demographically. It's simply people getting older. It's the baby boom aging. There's no movement. It's the way it's always been. Young people still vote more liberally than their elders, and it's the increments of change among the groups are measured in percentage point or two swings either way.
Well, you've got those people in the middle, but you certainly got those people on the religious right who prop up the Republican Party and did vote for Bush, and that's why those people on the religious right now are so upset over the Harry and Myers situation, because they feel like they've been betrayed.
Well, I don't think they've been betrayed. If she's an evangelical, she has to put her beliefs above the Constitution, because that's what they believe.
Yeah, but it's not enough for them, man, because they saw it as a chance to historically remake the court, and they believe that Bush fumbled the ball on this deal.
Oh.
I mean, that's why I start out this morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, talking about this, about sitting back and just, you know, gloating. Not gloating is not the right word, but marveling. Marveling is a better word. Marveling at all of the stuff that is going on with this White House, about the fact that the Harriet Myers, nomination was a blunder, and the fact that so much of the White House, I mean, we're waiting now, we're days probably away, or a week or two away, from seeing who gets indicted in the Valerie Plame situation. The war in Iraq, support for that is at an all-time low. In the Senate and the House, they're in trouble with Frist being investigated by the SEC and the Justice Department for his selling HCA stock. And also, Tom DeLay in trouble. I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's ever since Katrina, they have been stumbling and stumbling and can't seem to right themselves.
Well, that's because their only morality is to make more money.
All right, Bruce. Thank you, man.
You bet.
Okay. I should ask him where Wilson, Kansas was. Does our signal get out to Wilson, Kansas?
I believe it's right on I-70J, just across the border.
Oh, it's okay. So they're right over there across the border. All right, let's go to Jay in Colorado Springs. Jay, hi. You're on AM-760.
Hello?
Hey, Jay. You're on.
Hey. Hi, Jay. Yeah, I was calling in today. Driving up here from Colorado Springs to Denver, you guys were talking about the dying with dignity rights and everything.
Right.
And I always like to have the debates with, obviously, living in the belly of the beast with the neocons about their short-sightedness on the rights. Because imagine if, okay, Bush is replaced by someone who's radical left and who is also into profitability, where insurance companies make a decision that It'd actually be cheaper to, if you're terminally ill, to immediately kill you.
Right.
And then passing laws to where we're taking away the choice to then live for that person. Kind of flip it around and see how they would like for the left to then try to limit their right to choice whether they want to live or die.
And I think it'd be an excellent question to ask them.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, down in Colorado Springs, obviously I have a great opportunity to debate issues with kind of the radicals, and they never really, they immediately want to fall back on, you know, Bible verses or, you know, the commandments, of which they only kind of look at one and ignore the rest, and it's extremely frustrating. Just, they're almost kind of hurting themselves in the long run, not thinking in the future. What if they were the ones who had to make that choice? What if their family are the ones who want to make that choice? So, just wanted to call.
Yep, you know what? Good points, and I'm glad you did call.
Okay.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Thanks.
That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. 940, it's 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Let me go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM-760.
Hey, Jay, how's it going this morning?
Oh, it's going good, Greg. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I've been looking in the paper. I just wanted to bring up this thing about Holtzman, Mark Holtzman, and Bob Oprey.
Oh yeah, they're at each other's throats and threatening lawsuits over some mailing list.
it looks like Tom DeLay here. This guy, Holtzman, goes over to Mitch Morrissey's office and says that Beaupre stole his mailing list. Beaupre is saying that the guy only has three names on the mailing list. It turns out, with, I guess it sounds like what's in Mitch Morrissey's office, is that there's a list of identical 6,500 people who donated to the Republican Party, and they ended up on Beaupre's list.
Yeah, Beaupre says he got his list from Governor Owens.
Oh, whoa. That's huge compared to the story I just heard. This guy's being may possibly be implemented the same way Tom DeLay is, because it concludes that this is violating Colorado election process.
Now, who are you talking about here, Beaupre or Holtzman?
Beaupre. Holtzman's charges could conclude that Beaupre violated Colorado election.
If you can prove it. But Beaupre is saying, or as I remember reading the article, Beaupre was saying he got the list from Governor Bill Owens, not from Holtzman.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. And Holtzman's the guy that's leading the charge that this mailing list was stolen from him. So
yeah, but if I had to go between the two of them, I would say that Beaupre would be the more credible one, other than Holtzman. Holtzman's also been accused of hyping his resume. Did you read that big article in the Denver Post about that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that Mr. Holtzman knows how to tell the truth.
Well, it may boil down to it. It's in Morrissey's hands now.
Well, we'll see what happens, man.
Okay.
All right, appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Bill Ritter should be able to beat either of those guys. I'll tell you that much. 10-943. It's 17 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Open phones underway. I got a couple of lines open at 303.
This checking account, Liberty Savings Bank, or Colorado Business Partner, FDIC Insured. Rick Morgan, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about...
Local 2004. Now, these are people who provide those services that make Denver a great place to live and work. And these men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies. And they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill, knowledge, and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for a Denver city government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't think having an employee's increased cost for pension and health care and an employee's having forced days off without pay are a sign of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affected the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office. Then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you'll have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718 to join the union who will fight to... All right, 303-713-7600. Look for the high today to get around 56 as soon as this cloudiness burns off, if it hasn't burned off already where you are. Let's go to Phil in the Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. What's up?
Well, I just had some thoughts about the whole argument about the nanny state in relationship to this, being able to die in Oregon. I mean, the consistency just isn't there when Republicans talk about this stuff. They rail about the nanny state being there to protect you and to make sure life goes okay and to make sure that, you do all the right things for your own sake, and they say government shouldn't be doing that. And what government should be doing is getting off the backs of businesses so they can pollute. But as soon as something religious comes in, like somebody making a decision to end their life, which obviously no one's going to do, without a lot of consultation and without a lot of medical advice, they think they have to step in for that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, I've been talking about that. I've been talking about that hypocrisy now for like the last, it seems like we've been on it every day because of the Harriet Myers thing now.
Yeah.
For almost a week. I mean, there's also a story that I saw this morning in the Washington Post about how the Republicans have this gas act that they're trying to get passed, which would lower environmental standards for refineries to be able to produce more gasoline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what? There's no global warming? Then tell me why the Arctic ice cap is disappearing.
Yeah, you know, the problem is the oil companies, they look at this $60, $70 barrel oil, and they say, why should we change? We, you know, we're looking at enormous profits. We don't, you know, that's all corporations care about. That's why they should stay out of the decision making. The government has a responsibility and a perfect opportunity to get us off of oil, and leaving it up to the oil companies is just going to put us further in the pit.
Yep, I agree. But, you know, you're right when you say about that hypocrisy, man. You know what? I mean, there's some issues they just can't wait to get into your life on, and then there's other issues that they don't want to have anything to do with you about, and it's very striking what they will and will not get into.
Oh, yeah, expect to have mercury, you know, inhale mercury because the government doesn't really want clean air. You know, they'll fool you with the name of the legislation and at the same time increase the allowable amounts of mercury in the air, knowing it's going to poison people and make them demented and make them sick and give them chronic diseases. But, you know, but once you have those diseases and you feel like it's time to end your life, and I'm not saying that I advocate it or not, I'm just saying that the Republicans say, well, you just got to live with that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, you talk about that whole Bush Clear Skies initiative, which is basically, you know, you know, more an Orwellian term.
Yeah.
I agree 100%, Phil. Thanks for the call, man.
Sure, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, let's go to Dan in Rollinsville. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Dan. How about you?
Good. I wanted to bring up the assisted suicide and also childbirth. You know, the most healthy, by far, childbirth for mother and child is natural.
Right.
But the unnatural childbirth increases every year, and it's only because of the profits. And then, you know, if you look at the profits, and you have to with this administration, everything is profits. Who makes the money? So who makes the money? The hospitals make the money. Now, who owns the hospital? Okay, well, we know DeLay owns a big hospital chain, right?
Are you thinking about Frist?
Frist,
he did, but
sorry.
He dumped his stock in it. That's why he's under investigation.
Frist, right. You know, smoking is the same thing. You know, of course there's no law against smoking. There never will be if people can make money by having sick people. And if you're going to assist somebody in suicide, you're going to take away all the profits. You know, there they go. They're dead. There's no more profits.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, and everything is like that. And I think anybody that believes that this administration is making bad decisions or, you know, making mistakes is in denial. I think everything that they've done.
Well, you know, everything they touch. Like, I saw this thing yesterday that in New Orleans, that, and in Mississippi, that out-of-state firms are getting no-bid contracts through the Army Corps of Engineers to provide things like trailers for people to live in, tarp to be able to put over roofs, and that they're overcharging the government, and that the local people should get a shot at being able to supply those materials and being able to do the work, and it's getting contracted out. I mean, there's nothing this government does that it seems to me that seems to be, or this administration does, nothing seems to be on the level.
I think that they know that they have control. I mean, I think everybody now knows that Al Gore won the election.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, well, if we know that, how can we just let this president stay there? I mean,
well, because there's nothing at this point now that we can do about it. But as I keep saying on the air every single day, we have to just build towards 06 and 08. And the best way to do it is get involved. You know, if you can't, you know, if you don't have the time to get involved with your local Democratic Party, then, you know, you can go to the DNC website and buy, you know, democracy bonds. It's only like $35 a month. Or, you can help the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Mary and I just sent in $35 to them. You can help the Democratic Senatorial Committee. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're going to have to do because we're going to have to try to match them dollar for dollar, and it's going to be a rough fight in 06, and it's going to be a rough fight in 08, and we got to get, we got to get ratcheted up and ready to go. And the other thing you can do is, and everybody can do this, who lives in Colorado, make sure you turn out to vote. Make sure you vote on referendum C and D. Let's, pass C and D, and it'll send a message to the radical right that they're just not going to get away with this.
And I think it's about time that we start naming them the right name. We had the Irish Mafia, the Italian Mafia, the Russian Mafia, and now we have the Republican Mafia.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. And I meant to get it. I meant to get into this this morning, and I didn't get into it. But, what is John Caldera and the people with the Independence Institute and the people that are running these ridiculous it's-your-dough, vote-no business, when are they going to tell us who's contributing to their campaign? They're hiding from this by saying that, these are educational spots. Educational spots, my ache and half moons. There's nothing educational about what they're running. If anything, they're misleading. They're misleading. They're trying to confuse the whole income tax issue with the Tabor Amendment checks. And so when is Caldera and these people going to tell us what exactly it is? Who's giving them money? Where's their money coming from? Who's contributing? Why can't John Caldera and then the people that are aligned with this, with the Independence Institute, why can't they tell us who their donors are? What are they scared of? The people that are pro C&D, you can go on the Secretary of State's website and see everybody who's donated money. But, boy, not to Caldera's group. Why is that? What is it exactly these people are hiding? What is it exactly that they don't want us to see? That maybe a lot of the donors to this are from out of state? That they're not from right here in Colorado? That they're seeking to influence the outcome of what happens in Colorado and they're sitting, hundreds of miles away from here? What's Dick Armey doing sticking his nose into this? He's not from Colorado. All right, that's it for this morning. Tomorrow morning, 4 hours of open phones. Anything and everything you want to talk about tomorrow morning for 4 hours here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Been a great morning with great calls. Thank you so very, very much. And hopefully the sun will break through and you can enjoy a sunshiny day. Have yourselves a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Al Franken is next. Be back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868.